Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Congressional Democrats and some Republicans say they'll investigate one of those strikes on suspected drug-running boats off Venezuela. The White House says a Navy admiral did order a follow-up strike on the vessel, but it was done by the book. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says these are narco-terrorists poisoning Americans. She says they must be taken out.
With respect to the strikes in question on September 2nd, Secretary Hegseth authorized Admiral Bradley to conduct these kinetic strikes. Admiral Bradley worked well within his authority and the law, directing the engagement to ensure the boat was destroyed and the threat to the United States of America was eliminated.
On Thursday, Navy Vice Admiral Frank Bradley will provide a classified briefing to key lawmakers. Russia's military claims it has captured a key logistics hub in eastern Ukraine. The announcement comes ahead of a Moscow meeting between President Putin and President Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff.
Russia says it is taking Pokrovsk. President Putin reportedly visited a military command post, and the chief of the general staff, Valery Gerasimov, informed him that the city had been, in his words, liberated. There's been no confirmation from Ukraine or anyone else yet. Just now I had a quick look at Deep State. This is this map run by respected Ukrainian military analysts, a map of Russian advances. That shows that the majority of the city is in Russian hands, but not all of it.
The BBC's Will Vernon. Massive winter storm that slammed the Midwest is moving into the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast this morning, bringing snow and sleet to some areas and a cold rain to others. Interior New England, get the snow shovels ready. A lot of snow expected there. On Wall Street, the Dow futures 64 points higher. NASDAQ futures are up 91. The S&P futures better by 16 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Everyone is watching major movements ripple through the markets these days, sparked by new policy shifts out of Washington and activity from the Federal Reserve. Americans have faced uncertainty before, and every time, we've found our footing again. The real secret to long-term financial peace is simple. Keep your eyes on the horizon and understand the fundamentals that drive real stability. That's exactly why Advantage Gold is inviting you to call 800-741-GOLD right now. We'll send you a free Gold IRA rollover kit, along with a complimentary copy of economist Ken Rogoff's insightful book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Inside, you'll learn how to defend your retirement savings against inflation, market swings, and reckless fiscal policies with tangible assets like precious metals that have preserved wealth for centuries. It's no wonder Advantage Gold has been America's number one gold company for the past decade. Take a smart step toward protecting what you've earned. Call 800-741-GOLD. That's 800-741-4653. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's some stuff already falling this morning. Locally, most of the area is getting some rain right now. Looking at the Beltway at Liberty Road, we can see the rain in the overhead lights, and we can see the roadways are wet. Annapolis has rain. Most of the area just around the Beltway and outside the Beltway still in the rain at this point. Way out to the north and west right now, they're getting some snow in the upper elevations. And we'll watch to see if that line continues to move to the east. If you're in Harford County towards Aberdeen early this morning, there's a wreck on eastbound Route 40 at Spasusha Road, and the roadway there is blocked, and a local detour is underway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are tracking everything from snow to sleet to freezing rain to plain rain, and then a chilly rain for the rest of the day with temperatures only in the low 40s. Drier and clear tonight and colder as those fall back into the upper 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
37 degrees in Boley's Quarters and 30 in Randallstown at 604. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. We will start with a long list of many delays due to the oncoming snow. Baltimore County schools delayed 2 hours. Carroll County, 2 hours. Cecil County delayed 2 hours. Frederick County schools closing early, 2 hours. Gerstle Academy delayed 2 hours. Harford County schools delayed 2 hours. Howard Community College is going to be opening at 9:30 a.m. Howard County schools delayed 2 hours. North Carroll Community School also delayed 2 hours. Rock Church Academy delayed 2 hours. Towson University opens at 9:30 a.m. And finally, Washington County schools delayed 2 hours. A car crash claimed the life of a man on his birthday, according to Baltimore County Police. A young man died in a car crash around 12:30 a.m. on Reisterstown Road at the Beltway. He was driving a Toyota Corolla when he struck a Lexus that was in the process of making a left turn off the westbound 695 exit ramp. And state officials have indicted 10 people in 3 smuggling plots uncovered at Jessup Correctional Institution. Prosecutors say Corrections Sergeant Awunga Rita Adebong took cash to bring in drugs, phones, and other contraband for 4 inmates. And police later found thousands of drug-filled pills at her home. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 786. The pick 4, 9676. 6:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Fronin and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, wrapping up the Ravens' performance against the Bengals was John Harbaugh yesterday in Owings Mills before moving on to the task at hand.
It was not a precise offensive performance in any way. You know, there was nothing precise about it. It was imprecise in every way, and we all know that. We're all not happy with it. You know, we're very disappointed by it, but you can't live in it.
And talking about the Bengals game, of course, and to say the least, 5 turnovers by Baltimore, 15 incompletions, and 3 sacks endured by Lamar equals 23 of the Ravens' 57 plays went for either 0 yardage or a negative outcome. That is 40% of their plays this past Thursday night. And as they move on to the Steelers, it's hard to remember the last time these two teams carried as much negative baggage into a late-season showdown as they do this week. Monday Night Football, meanwhile, was a coming-out-to-the-nation party for the New England Patriots.
Gillen hits it, and the return by Marcus Jones. He can fly. Still going. No flags. Touchdown, Patriots.
Joe Buck had the call on ESPN. Marcus Jones can fly indeed, away from the Giants and into the end zone. 94-yard punt return for the score. New England beats New York 33-15. The Patriots' 10th win in a row, first team in the NFL to 11. Coming up in 30 minutes, Brandon Hyde gets a job and the Orioles make it official. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Tuesday, December 2nd, 2025. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up in this hour, juvie vandalism spree on Rogers Forge. And folks are getting really upset at the lack of punishment and consequences for juvenile thugs. We'll take a look at Minnesota is now the fraud state based on what Tampon Tim has been identified as and outed by some of his 500 workers in the state. It's a credible story, credible scandal. But our top story here today is the Baltimore County Inspector General, who we've interviewed on this program before, Kelly Madigan. She's been a great Inspector General. She is leaving Baltimore County and the Inspector General position.
It was a really hard decision, but ultimately I needed to go somewhere where I was going to be successful.
Yeah, and that means where you are independent, where you don't serve at the whims of people like Kathy Stealthmeyer and Johnny Zero and Julian Jones and the rest of the Democrat machine that want to keep her under wraps. And she told Mackenzie Frost over at Fox 45 the reasons why she feels compelled to leave and take another job starting January 2nd in Howard County.
I've built an office that the public trusts and respects, which is, you know, hard to do. I just think that the safeguards that need to be in place are not in place.
Like what?
I think there has to be measures to support independent oversight.
Are you leaving because of County Executive Kathy Klossmeyer?
No, I'm not. If she had chosen to reappoint me, it's likely that I would have stayed and served a second term in Baltimore County.
Well, I mean, it's sort of, look, I understand she's not maybe specifically leaving because of Kathy Stealthmeyer, but it's because of people like her. It's like Johnny Zero and the rest of the Democrats who dominate the Baltimore County Council. Boy, do we need reform at the county council level and at the county executive level. We don't need the same old in the, the culture of corruption here in Baltimore County. And the reason why, this I think is the most specific reason, the most important reason, is that the Inspector General in Baltimore County, as of right now, has zero protection.
It's a best practice in the IG community to serve a set period of time, to have a term. When you're in a holdover, you don't have the protections of being in a term. So I could issue one report and they could decide to, you know, set forth proceedings to replace me. The reports, by their nature, are not popular because they're oversight, and they're oversight for the very same officials in Baltimore County that have control over your job future.
And so it goes. You lose, and I think she's very talented. She's very gifted as far as being able to root out corruption, identify problems. Then she got caught up in the crosshairs of the Baltimore Democrat, Baltimore County Democrat machine, and that's the reason why she's now. Look, it's no better really than Howard County. It's just as machine-like. The difference there, she has independence in Howard County versus Baltimore County. Right, we'll discuss. Get your reaction as well. 410-922-6680, 1-800 WCBM 680. He's got his little toboggan shoes on this morning. Chuck Whitaker standing by, ready to slide and skate through traffic.
Frank Caliendo is doing George Bush. And he said, you know what? You got to use your toboggan.
Is that a toboggan? No.
Yes. Some areas you might. I'm looking, you know, I'm kind of looking around different places. Frederick County just closed their schools, by the way. So they're getting the snow. Looking here at Route 30, right at the Pennsylvania line, it looks like there's a little covering beginning on the road there. So that's about as close as I've seen it so far. Everybody else except for getting rain, including I-70 out around Route 32, 95, down through Annapolis, all through those areas, getting rain. That's going to be bad enough by itself. So we'll see how we deal with that. But for right now, no incidents responding to any of this weather with any accidents or anything like that. We know that will change at some point. The one big wreck we had was about 40 minutes ago in Aberdeen, eastbound Route 40, which is Pulaski Highway, closed at Spasusha Road. Always sounds like you're spitting on yourself. At Spasusha Road, there's a small detour underway through there, and the lanes are open with the rain and a little more volume now southbound in both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What road was that again?
sous chef.
Okay.
Isn't it a pudding?
They did say there was going to be a wintry mix. Apparently, there's some in the studio here this morning as well.
Do you have any Clorox? Horrible.
Sounds like Sylvester the Cat.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. This morning, chance of snow, sleet, freezing rain. Rain eventually all day, changing over to rain later this afternoon. Temperatures will rise into the low 40s. It's enough to affect some of the school systems here. Frederick County, we just learned, Maggie's closed, right?
Okay. Yes.
Tomorrow, overnight's going to be dry. Upper 20s tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and mid-40s. And right now, we're looking at, we've got a lot of stuff going on here. We've got some precipitation. Expect some heavy snow in the next hour. 33 in Owings Mills right now, 38 in Annapolis, where it will be rain. It's at 95 quarter, you know. North and northwest of 95, we get snow and ice. South and southeast, we get nothing but rain. That's the way it usually breaks down. I got some one-liner news for you here today. The Oxford English Dictionary's word of the year is rage bait. Rage bait. Not to be confused with rage barter. That's when Chuck gets outbid 3-1. On one of his contracts.
Put your thumb on the back of their neck to sign this.
In a recent interview, singer Paul Anka confirms that legendary crooner Frank Sinatra was well endowed.
Ha ha ha! Really?
Okay, he did it his way.
According to Mr. Well, I'm glad you said way.
Oh, blue eyes. Yeah. Wow.
We now know what the Stranger of the Night was.
Don't!
Take a look at that.
New York City has approved the construction of 3 new massive casinos. They're going to need it because they're gambling with socialism. Right. Maggie just spit up her coffee.
Come on.
In a new interview in the New York Times, Simon Cowell apologized for being a Richard on American Idol.
Oh.
Yeah. So apparently, I don't think his apology goes far enough. He's the one that unleashed Ryan Seacrest on the rest of the world, right?
Oh, God.
First Lady Melania Trump unveiled the White House Christmas decor. It was beautiful. I don't know if you saw it yesterday.
Nice.
Gorgeous.
Classy lady.
Yes. This year's theme is Home is Where the Heart Is. And over at ICE, it's Home is Where You'll Be Deported To.
The deportation is.
You know, I remember last year, the Biden Christmas White House, it was like a circus. You know, all these clowns running in and out of the Christmas trees. It was
just the cabinet members.
That's right.
Hall of Freaks. It was terrible.
So, Chuck, here's a little bit of a challenge for you. Today's National Mutt Day. And the like the lovable mutt, that is a cross between a pit bull and a shih tzu. Care to take a stab at that?
No, I don't.
We have a dumb button. It's okay.
For a little while longer, there's no sense in going down in flames.
That's right. No doubt about that.
What's a pit bull do when he goes outside?
Never mind.
That's all I'll leave.
It is National Giving Day.
Happy Giving Tuesday.
Giving your all.
Give it a try. It can be really fun.
Peace, a chance. And you might want to consider giving blood during this holiday season. And I'm reminded by that because of the West Virginia National Guardsman, Andrew Wolf, has begun responding to his nurse after surviving a brutal head wound and ambush just blocks from the White House. He is giving thumbs up. He's wiggling his toes. And he is nodding in answer to some questions. So he's still not out of the woods. He's in serious condition. But that is good news.
Thank God.
For Andrew Wolf.
God bless him.
Indeed. And Dolly Parton. I thought I discovered this little audio golden nugget for those of us that are follically challenged. She was asked a question by one of our brethren.
I know that you have a lot of experience wearing wigs.
Yeah.
And I wonder, should I use Rogaine? Should I get a wig? Or should I stay the way I am?
I think you should stay the way you are, because just because you've lost your fuzz don't mean you're not a peach.
All right,
and you're
Dolly.
Really a peach, Mr. Jason.
I've been told that before.
Yes, I'm the pit.
I wasn't going to say that, Maggie, but since you have brought that up.
It just came right out.
All right, we got our school closing. You want to go through our school closing real quick here?
I do very much. First, I'm going to tell you a change at Frederick County Schools status. They are now closed. Frederick County Schools are closed. Baltimore County Schools are delayed 2 hours, along with Carroll County, delayed 2 hours. Cecil County also delayed 2 hours. Girstall Academy delayed 2 hours. Harford County Schools also delayed 2 hours. Howard Community College will open at 9:30 a.m. Howard County Schools delayed 2 hours. North Carroll Community School 2 hours late. Rock Church Academy delayed 2 hours. Towson University opens at 9:30 a.m. and Washington County Schools delayed 2 hours.
Yeah, and for Chuck Whitaker's School of Barter, today use your standing your supplies.
Okay. My reform school in Brooksville is opening on time. If you want to see a winter wonderland, if you have access to the Maryland Highway cameras, I-68 at the West Virginia line.
Yeah, it's heading...
It looks like a Christmas card.
Heading east, right? It's coming this way.
Yeah.
Hi, Chuck. Thanks. A couple minutes. We'll check in again with you. 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. You can join us here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Your reaction to Baltimore County Inspector General Kelly Madigan resigning and heading over to Howard County.
Hey, guys. It's Carson. When you've been around as long as Wallace Roofing and Construction, over 90 years, you're doing something right. They're a third-generation, family-owned company, proudly serving Maryland with honest, no-sense roofing and construction work. No subcontractors, just solid, dependable service for both residential and commercial jobs. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Tell them Rob Carson sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC, number 1566.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Bing Crosby with a classic, I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas. You know his last Christmas song he recorded before he would eventually pass away was with David Bowie. You remember the song? Little Drummer Boy. That was a little bit of a duet that they, and it was not not to be confused with Little Drumstick Boy, which was Chuck Whitaker years ago in Irvington. He used to stand on the street corners with two drumsticks, one in each hand. And beat himself profusely. What a sight it was, folks.
It was very nice. And I was went down one block. I was at Frederick and Augusta. I went down to Yale Avenue. So the people at Mount St. Joe, where Frank used to go, would see me and think, this idiot has lost his mind.
Yeah, apparently they tore down where Neptune's used to be as well.
Oh, I just saw that. I said rest in peace.
All right. Very sad. Time marches on, as they say, and so does traffic. What's up?
All right, well, some rain locally, and again, the more you go north and west, you know the deal. We have it all the time. The line is right around the city over to 95, and then anywhere north and west now, we're starting to see it changing over to snow, very heavy snow out in the mountains, and as you're going up into the western part of the state, so we see the snow covering already on the roadways there, I-68, I-81, I-70, out through that area. The higher you get, the more snow is coming down and snowing pretty heavily. Now, rain, so that's your concern. concerned right now on the Beltway. It's always a nasty situation when it's raining on the JFX. We're going to see some impact at both the tunnels. We've had a wreck in Aberdeen this morning. Route 40 eastbound is closed at Spasusha Road. That's a local detour underway for the traffic in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We do have a chance of some snow, sleet, freezing rain heading our way. It's coming from out west, the western part of the state. As you know, Frederick County just closed its schools, so that's the reason why they've done that. And that eventually is going to head east and hit us, especially north and west of 95. But then we're looking at all rain a little later on today as temperatures will rise into the low 40s. And currently we are at some snowfall coming our way in Ellicott City, 34. And right now it is light rain, 35 in Pikesville. Joining us from State Highway is the one and only Charlie Gishler. Good morning, Gishman.
Good morning. How are you?
We are doing A-OK. How are the roads doing?
They're, for the most part, in the metro area here, just wet because it started out as rain. But I just took a look, like Chuck said, out to the west in Garrett County, and it's pretty much snow-covered. So we have crews out there, really treating the roadways in Mountain Maryland. The further east you go, it is starting to change over the rain. Frederick, northern Carroll County, the Hereford Zone, changing to snow, rather. Looking really closely at the surface temperatures, the pavement temperatures, and they are hanging around freezing as you go further north. So we're approaching the coldest part of the day here, so if you could delay your commute this morning a couple hours, that'd be great. Let us get out there in front of this. But if you do have to go out, make sure you take it slow on ice and snow here, especially on the elevated road surface of bridges, ramps, and overpasses.
Yeah, at 3:30 this morning I came in, saw the brine had already been put down on the roadways and the state salt trucks and stuff. They were standing by, idling on the highways, just getting ready for the stuff to come. So when did that brine go down? Did that go down yesterday or overnight, or when did you guys apply that?
We started that as soon as you got off the air at 9 o'clock yesterday. We wait till after the rush hour, and then we did that all day long into the evening and all of our main roads. You know, we only maintain the state-numbered non-tolled roadways, so they're all pretty much been treated. So what that does is it prevents the initial bonding of snow and ice from happening. It just turns it into a slush when snow does fall, and that's easier to push off the roadway than if it's a snowpack.
Maggie, did you have a question for Mr. Gishler?
I'm good.
I thought
you were
wondering what was in the brine or something. Is it is that a homemade mixture or what?
Is that homemade?
We do make our own brine, yes, at several locations, and then we ship it to the other shops across the state. That's about 23% salt, and the rest is water. So we use that in that pre-treating, but we also use it, if you remember the old days when you got behind a snowplow truck and it was spreading salt, you'd hear the ding and the ping on the windshield. We now spray that before it even hit the rock salt, before it hits the ground with that salt brine. It turns it into like an oatmeal consistency, so we're not wasting any salt, and it's going targeted onto the lanes. And in some areas, when we get a moderate snowstorm, in some of the environmentally sensitive areas, we'll just use brine only instead of rock salt. So if you look at that on a grand scale, we're doing our best to reduce overall salt usage.
Well, thanks to the State Highway, all the folks out there in trucks and plows and so on and so forth, they work very hard to keep the roads clear. Charlie Gishler from State Highway, always a pleasure. Gishman, we'll talk to you soon.
Take care. Be safe.
All right. 6:28 minutes after the hour, and we're talking about Kelly Madigan. Marty has a really good email in this morning. He says, Ms. Madigan has done yeoman's work in Baltimore County. Unfortunately, it is understandable her support with the current administration, and two of the four Democrat candidates for county executive voted against her, would have her go somewhere that she will be appreciated. Julian Jones literally called the bipartisan effort to retain Kelly mob rule. Her departure happens as there's a push for the state legislature to expand the Baltimore County IG's jurisdiction to include a school system that is viewed as non-transparent and corrupt. We'll miss her, and I hope the interim IG keeps the job at Steve Quisenberry as the new interim IG until the new expanded 9-member council, new county executive take office, and that the process is completely transparent, because the last process was not transparent at all, complete with backroom deals. Yeah, it's sort of like standard operating procedure for Baltimore County and has been for quite some time. We wish Kelly Madigan all the best in her new role in Howard County. Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty company, and Vinny Steele and his company are going to make sure that your home sells once you both agree on asking price and the time frame in which you need to sell your home. You sign the contract on the dotted line, and your home is guaranteed to sell. Why? Because Vinny has a database of nearly 13,000 people just waiting to get eyes on your home to buy a home, and right now it is still a buyer's market. Sellers, you do need the programs that Vinny has, like the Trade Your Home program, the Sell Your Home, Stay in Your Home program. There's also the Fixer Upper program. If you don't feel like doing all the fixes or repairs to your home, Vinny will do that for you, and subtract that from the settlement. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, and tell them I told you to call. It is 6:30, time for the latest news headlines and school announcements. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Baltimore County schools are delayed 2 hours. Carroll County schools delayed 2 hours. And Cecil County schools delayed 2 hours. Frederick County schools are closed today. Gerstle Academy delayed 2 hours. Harford County schools delayed 2 hours. Howard Community College opens at 9:30 a.m. Howard County schools are delayed 2 hours. North Carroll Community School also delayed 2 hours. The Rock Church Academy delayed 2 hours. Towson University opens at 9:30 a.m. And finally, Washington County schools delayed 2 hours. Lawmakers are demanding answers after Harford County Public Schools hired a teacher who was facing 15 federal charges for stealing $215,000 from taxpayers. Delegate Lauren Erickson is calling for an investigation, questioning whether proper hiring protocols were followed when the district brought on Lawrence Smith under a conditional teaching license last August. Smith later pled guilty to wire fraud and tax evasion and was placed on leave while still receiving his salary. School officials say he was legally eligible for employment. Under current state rules, though, parents and lawmakers argue the system failed. Erickson says she is drafting legislation to strengthen background checks for educators statewide. And police say an infant died after officers were called to a home in the 2100 block of Presbury Street for reports of an unresponsive child. The 8-month-old girl was taken to a hospital where she was later pronounced dead. Detectives and crime technicians responded to the scene. Police say the case is not being treated as suspicious at this time. Investigators have not released additional details. And union leaders say they were never notified about the assault that led to the death of 71-year-old Baltimore transportation worker Gregory Turnipseed, learning of the attack only after he died the day before Thanksgiving. It's 6:32 on Casey and Company. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
Hey, Maryland business owners, listen up. You're already paying into the Empower Maryland program through your utility bill, so why not cash in on the benefits? If your facility uses outdated lighting, you could qualify for 100% free LED lighting upgrades. No strings attached. Now, that means zero equipment costs, zero installation costs, zero hassle for you. Now, this offer is now available only to businesses. So for any office, warehouse, retail store, house of worship, government building, any commercial properties, these new LEDs can slash your energy bills by up to 50%, reduce maintenance, and brighten your workplace. Call now 855-4-FREE-LED and schedule your survey. That's 855-4-FREE-LED. Don't miss out. When the program's over, so is the savings. Call now 855-4-FREE-LED. Get started on your new LED upgraded lighting for zero cost and energy savings. Call now.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
So far in and around the Beltway and the areas just outside the Beltway, the further north and west you go, it's changing over to snow just a bit, but no issues right now as far as the weather is concerned. There was a broken down vehicle, Interloop at Charles Street, that is now on the shoulder. There is a wreck in Howard County on westbound Route 100 at Meadow Ridge Road. Had some road blockage there, and eastbound Route 40, Pulaski Highway in Aberdeen is still closed at Spasusha Road. There's an injury accident there, and that detour is still underway. Both the tunnels right now with the lanes moving, traffic a little bit lighter, traffic waiting to see whether or not this is going to be a big deal with the weather. So right now we're just dealing with the wet streets, and the pace is not bad on 95 and 895. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are tracking everything from snow to sleet to freezing rain to plain rain, and then a chilly rain for the rest of the day with temperatures only in the low 40s. Drier and clearer tonight and colder as lows fall back into the upper 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Well, defensive issues galore emanating from the Bengals game that need to be addressed and cleaned up this week before the Steelers invade on Sunday. John Harbaugh yesterday and Owings Mills on the team's pass rush against the Bengals, or rather, the lack thereof.
Well, they were in max protection. I mean, they were in seven-man protection. So even some of those got home, but he got his way out of it.
The he that Harbaugh is referring to was, of course, Joe Burrow, who indeed was elusive on Thursday night. But perhaps the bigger issue was possession downs, the Bengals converting on way too many of them.
You know, I got to give them credit, too, because probably four of those, maybe five of those conversions were really great throws and catches. I mean, diving catches, tightly contested throws and catches that they made. So
Cincinnati was 9 for 21 on third and fourth downs against the Ravens defense. A couple notes coming out of Pittsburgh. Longtime Steeler defensive lineman Cameron Hayward accusing Bills quarterback Josh Allen of kneeing him in his stomach slash groin, ouch, during Sunday's game. And some discord in the Steelers locker room. How about this? Aaron Rodgers calling out his tight end, Jonnu Smith.
When there's film sessions, everybody shows up. And when I check through a route, you do the right route, you know? Like, John and I just weren't on the same page. I checked to his in-breaker, and he ran out-breaker.
It resulted in an incompletion and a punt. Buffalo went down and scored in their 26-7 win. And a final note on the parity in the NFL as we enter Week 14, December football. This is the first time in league history that five divisions have a lead of less than one game this late in the season. To baseball we go, where the Orioles made it official yesterday, the signing of Ryan Helsley to a two-year, $28 million contract. It's the second time in 3 years the Birds have gambled on a free agent closer. The deal includes a player option for 27. Helsley was lights out in 24, leading the league, the NL, with 49 saves and a 2.04 ERA to boot. But he struggled late last year after being dealt at the deadline to the Mets. 22 appearances in New York, a 7.20 ERA. Elsewhere, Brandon Hyde has landed right here in the AL East with the Rays as senior advisor of baseball operations. And finally, stop those presses. You're not going to believe this. The Wizards are on a roll. 129-126 over the Bucks last night. What is the definition of a roll? Well, for the Wizards, it's winning two of their last three. The time now is 6:37. When we return, Steeler Week, just not the same.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA.
Two out of three for the Wizards is considered a run.
How about that?
It's like the best in the last 2 years.
You
got to
start somewhere.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. Hey, on the Steeler week, usually, you know,
big rivalry week.
I mean, it's
week,
all
yeah.
up for grabs. I mean, it's, you know,
I'll tell you, Aaron Rodgers looks old.
He does, and you know, he really got pounded in that Buffalo game. I don't know if you saw the video. He had two big scrapes on the bridge of his nose because his face was planted into the ground by the Buffalo defense. And his wrist, he's got three fractures, Sean, in his non-throwing wrist. He couldn't be under center in the game against Buffalo because they were afraid that the ball would hit his wrist too much and cause vibration.
I remember back in the day when the great one, Johnny U, was roughed up at the end of his career, first in a game against the Redskins and then against the Steelers. And he just, you knew at that point the end is near.
Right. And I don't think that Rodgers was just a great fit for Pittsburgh in the first place, to be honest with you. But my point about this week not being the same, there's a lot at stake. But neither one of these teams is very good. and they're actually very similar to one another. They give up way too many yards on the ground. Their offenses are struggling. They're not making big plays. The defenses can't get off the field on third down. I'm predicting, like, I don't know who's going to win yet. I've got to figure it out. But I'm predicting the score is going to be like 9-6.
Oh.
I guess it's going to be one of those games.
One of those classic defensive battles.
Exactly.
We'll see. I think, you know, just in rivalry games, you got to toss it all out because you never know how it's going to go.
That's true. Oh, also, by the way, Patrick Queen, the former Raven, was hurt in that Steelers
hip injury.
Hip injury.
Yeah.
So we'll see what his status is
okay.
for Sunday.
Very good. Can't wait. Gary, thanks so much. 6:39. 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. This might be the biggest scandal, besides the fact of trying to undermine the president with a soft coup and a legal insurrection, but at the state level. And what I'm talking about is Minnesota Governor Tampon Tim is under fire after employees from the Minnesota Department of Human Services issued a bombshell statement accusing the far-left wing governor of orchestrating a sweeping cover-up to shield a sprawling Somali immigrant fraud ring, wait for it, that stole more than $1 billion in taxpayer money and then tried to punish the whistleblowers who tried to stop it. In fact, the whistleblowers contacted Kamala Harris last year, trying to warn them, don't pick Tampon Tim, because there's a cloud of a scandal hovering over his head, but they went with Tampon Tim anyway. So, again, according to DHS insiders, Walz not only ignored early warnings, but actively retaliated against agency employees who sounded the alarm. 70 members of the Somali community in Minnesota were involved in stealing $250 million in COVID funds that were intended to feed children. Millions of dollars were stolen from American taxpayers and sent overseas to Somalia. 80% of that money has not been recovered. And what's worse, some of that money has gone to the terrorist group Al-Shabaab, which is known for killing Christians and others in Somalia. It's just off the charts here. $1 billion. And Tim Walz is 100% responsible for this massive fraud in Minnesota. According to the Minnesota DHS employees, they say we let him know of fraud early on, hoping for a partnership in stopping fraud. But no, we got the opposite response. Tim Walz systematically retaliated against whistleblowers, using monitoring, threats, repression, and did his best to discredit fraud reports. Instead of partnership, we got the full weight of retaliation by Walz, certain DFL, that's Democrat Farm Labor Movement members, and an indifferent mainstream media. It's scary, isolating, and left us wondering who we can turn to. Here is Walter Hudson. He's a state rep. He was on the Will Cain Show on Fox yesterday.
The things that they've been posting are completely consistent with not only the things that we've heard as members of the House Fraud Prevention and State Agency Oversight Committee here in Minnesota, but also with the anecdotal testimony that we've heard from folks, whistleblowers.
Yeah, and WCCO, which is the big, you know, television radio conglomerate in Minnesota, and NPR, Minnesota Public Radio, couldn't have cared less. They did absolutely no reporting, no interest in covering the incredible billion-dollar fraud scandal in the state. But Christopher Rufo of the City Journal did.
Multiple billions of dollars that have been stolen by Somali migrants, predominantly in Minneapolis. They were doing things like faking autism diagnoses, faking autism treatment plans, opening up fraudulent autism centers.
Yeah. All in the name of ripping off the taxpayers, and it's risen to the level of the president, and yesterday at the White House press briefing, the press secretary, Caroline Leavitt.
About how Somali immigrants in Minnesota have been ripping off American taxpayers. In fact, 86 people have been charged in a rampant and widespread fraud scheme spanning multiple programs in Minnesota. Of those 86, 78 of those people are Somali, 91% of them charged. So far, 59 of those people have been convicted for their roles in fraud plots that have stolen $1 billion from taxpayers. In one scheme, and this is egregious, a nonprofit and its affiliates with these Somali migrants claimed to have fed tens of thousands of American children during the pandemic. They were reimbursed for those meals by taxpayers. However, federal prosecutors found that almost all of those meals were never even delivered to hungry children. In fact, those organizations' leaders spent the money on houses, luxury cars, and real estate in Turkey and Kenya.
And the fraud doesn't stop there. We've got more, and now involving just not this kind of fraud, but voter fraud as well. Stay tuned here on Casey and Company, 6:43. Traffic weather on the threes. It's a messy morning rush hour. Here's Chuck with the latest.
Always checking the JFX when it rains, anytime that it rains. You know how the road gets once you get over below Northern Parkway. Goes to the left and the right and then winds this way and that way. Right now, the traffic is okay. Looks like the speeds are down somewhat. There's a lot of spray from the vehicles on the roadway, so they're getting rain and the increase in volume now from Ruxton Road South. So far, the Beltway has just built to the normal heavy traffic, not really slowing so badly yet, but they're reacting to the weather as well. Hartford Road to Providence Road, the inner loop through Greenspring, and the west side, the lanes are open, and it's good that they're slowing down because the roadways are wet, and again, there's a lot of spray. There's a new report of a wreck, 95 southbound in Howard County near the ramp at 175. Beginning to see a little slowing now southbound there. Could indicate that the accident has been confirmed and is there. And so far, the lanes are open. It's raining, and that's going to have an impact on the traffic south going into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. This morning we had a chance of some snow, sleet, freezing rain heading our way coming from out west. And it'll eventually turn over to all rain later on as temperatures rise to the low 40s. Overnight it'll be dry but cold, upper 20s tonight. And then tomorrow sunny and the mid 40s. We've got some sleet now in Reisterstown, 34. And we've got some snowflakes in Ellicott City and 34 as well. Again, it is just, you know, typical this time of year. Everything shuts down. You have some school announcements for us?
I do. A plethora, I tell you. Oh. Baltimore County delayed 2 hours. Carroll County delayed 2 hours. Cecil County delayed 2 hours. Frederick County schools are now closed. Gerstle Academy delayed 2 hours. Greenspring Montessori School, morning discovery canceled. Harford County schools delayed 2 hours. Howard Community College opening at 9:30 a.m. Howard County schools are delayed 2 hours. North Carroll Community School delayed 2 hours. And finally, Rock Church Academy delayed 2 hours. Towson University opens at 9:30. And Washington County schools delayed 2 hours.
Very good. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name.
Butterball Johnson.
The man was wearing a blue leisure suit, and the plates were from Kansas. He was a huge, beastly, bulging man.
She ain't lying. She ain't lying. Let's just cut to the chase.
Comfort food on a cold, wintry day. What is your comfort food? To me, it's tomato soup with a grilled cheese.
Yep.
There's always room for cheese.
There's always room for cheese. You got that right.
Especially on this show.
Yeah, exactly. Moniker of the cheese. You have a comfort food, Chuck?
Yesterday, it was kind of cloudy and nasty here, so I had a tuna fish sandwich and chicken noodle soup.
Oh, okay. So some soup with tuna fish. You can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish.
Tune a fish.
That's
right.
That's what you call
Maggie,
a fish
you have...
with two knees. A two-knee fish.
Do you have a comfort food?
Mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
She'll whip up a little thing of mashed potatoes.
Gravy. Oh, yeah. Big old tub.
Okay. Big old tub of mashed potatoes.
I'm sorry.
Chuck had a big old tub once. He sold it, folks. Burger King announced a SpongeBob SquarePants-inspired menu. You got the SpongeBob's Krabby Whopper. And yes, it's square-shaped. Just like his pants.
Wow.
Mr. Krabs' cheesy bacon tots, Patrick's Starberry Shortcake Pie, and Pirate's Frozen Pineapple Float. They're available starting today if you're a SpongeBob SquarePants fan.
Absolutely.
Liquid Death, you know, the water, just jumped into the wine business. They've teamed up with 19 Crimes, and their first wine is a red called Severed Red. Okay.
Wow.
So, what's that mixing ups and downs like the Red Bull stuff? It just seems a little...
It
crazy.
Is.
I don't know.
Cheetos Flaming Hot Dill Pickle Puffs are hitting the stores, Maggie, just in time for you to get over the grocery market later on this morning.
I'm a little scared.
Nothing like a Flaming Hot Dill Pickle.
You look like you need a pickle puff.
In puff form. Dole has made a pineapple. Dole has made a pineapple that tastes like a pina colada.
Why?
Yeah.
They have cotton candy grapes.
It's called the Colada Royale. It's an actual
pineapple.
An actual pineapple that you cut open.
Yeah,
I guess it's hybrid with a coconut. Okay, they cross
the
pineapple.
The coconut.
All right, and drink it all up.
Don't eat doctor.
Boot up.
Krispy Kreme debuts their first ever Peanuts collaboration, led by the Snoopy donut. So they have the Snoopy cookies and cream, the Charlie Brown ornament donut, the Christmas wreath donut, and your favorite, Chuck, the Santa belly donut.
Very nice.
An unglazed shell donut filled with white cream filling, decorated with a chocolate-flavored buttercream Santa belt, and topped with a Santa buckle sugar piece. So get them now, participating.
Wow, that's just wonderful.
Krispy Kreme's.
Instant diabetes.
That's right. And let's. By the way, Krispy Kreme is bringing back its Day of the Dozens. Remember that?
Yeah.
A dozen original donuts for just a buck. A dozen original glazed, and with a purchase of a dozen at regular price. So buy one.
They are very good.
That's a 2-for-1.
That is 2-for-1. Little Caesars debuting 2 new crunchy stuffed crust pizzas. If you like the crusty pies. And finally, this has been. It's not been a big thing for me, but McCormick used to have the Old Bay in tins. Remember?
Right.
And then they switched over to plastic.
Plastic, right.
Well, they've dumped the plastic. They're going back to the Old Bay classic tins. Way to go, McCormick.
Good for them.
Yeah, that's the way
like
it should be.
That's like Hershey syrup in the can.
Right. Oh, remember that? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, good stuff.
The can makes a difference.
That might be one of your comfort foods, too.
Oh, yes.
A little Hershey syrup over your mashed potatoes.
Oh.
Or maybe a little Old Bay on your mashed potatoes.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Old Bay on mashed potatoes.
I would. My son puts Old Bay on his french fries. He loves it.
Yeah, yeah. Good.
And on popcorn.
Remember when Old Bay had the can for Cal?
Right.
They had the commemorative 2131 can.
Yes, you're right.
I have that can.
You have that can. All right, well, hang on to it. It might be worth something.
Hang on
we'll
to
look
your
it
cans.
Up.
It
we'll
may
see.
Be worth
Hold
something.
Hold on to your can. Especially if you're out where it's snowing right now.
I've seen a couple.
You don't want to fall on your asphalt, do you?
No.
All right, seen a couple. 6:50, 10 before the hour of 7 o'clock. Best of Casey and Company available each and every day at WCBM.com on our Facebook and Rumble pages. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Today, we're speaking with Gil Kuda of Aegis Capital. According to Retirement Paycheck Survey conducted online by RBC Wealth Management, published February 1st, 2024, only 53% of Americans approaching retirement understand how their assets will provide a paycheck in retirement. How may an annuity be part of a plan to generate retirement income?
An annuity may be part of a combination of investments to pay income for someone's retirement.
And how should an investor consider an annuity?
There are many options to choose from. Be aware annuities have early surrender charges and are long-term investments. Investors should take a long-term focus.
And how is the income paid?
Each annuity has certain income provisions as to when you may begin to take income. Most plans allow monthly distributions. Some contracts offer lifetime income benefits. It's important to remember that guarantees are subject to the insurer's claims paying ability.
And how may our listeners receive more information?
Simply dial 410-230-1820 to request free information kit.
Simply dial 410-230-1820.
Securities offered through Aegis Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Guarantees are subject to the insurer claims paying ability. Bonus credits may be offset by higher fees and reduced benefits. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investment products are not FDIC insured. They lose value and are not bank guaranteed.
Hey guys, it's Carson. When you've been around as long as Wallace Roofing and Construction, over 90 years, you're doing something right. They're a third generation, family owned company, proudly serving Maryland with honest, no sense roofing and construction work. No subcontractors, just solid, dependable service for both residential and commercial jobs. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Tell them Rob Carson sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:53, traffic and weather on the threes, and it's going to be a slippery, kind of a sliding rush hour, and no better person than Slippery Johnson to get you in the right direction.
You're out of control.
I am out of control.
At least it's not snowing on the Beltway.
There you go.
That's the bright spot. It's raining on the Beltway, but it's not snowing, so we'll take that. But here's the problem. Inner Loop, I'm looking at the camera here at Perrin Parkway, the report of an accident between Old Hartford Road and Hartford Road on the Beltway going east. So if you're coming down the hill from Lock Raven Boulevard, Providence Road, and then up to Perrin Parkway, that's where the brake lights are beginning. Haven't seen the wreck yet, but I do see the impact already. I'm looking over at the camera at Hartford Road, and they're not indicating exactly. It's not right there at the bridge, but now even the outer loop is looking at it. Traffic is coming under the bridge at Hartford Road. So we're getting some lanes by, but there's a backup now on both sides. But the inner loop is where the accident is, with a backup now at least at Perrin Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Yep, we got it all today. Snow, sleet, freezing rain. Rain eventually as it warms up to low 40s today. But right now we've got a mixture of just about everything throughout certain parts of the listening area. Overnight dry, upper 20s. Tomorrow sunny, mid 40s. So let's just get through this morning. Now in Annapolis we have rain. It's 38. In Columbia, also rain, and 35. Now, to the north of those areas, we're starting to see some sleet. For instance, Owings Mills, Reisterstown, et cetera, we'll see some sleet. And up in Carroll County, some freezing rain and or some snowflakes as well. We'll have complete school announcements for you coming up at the top of the hour, as well as Space Cadet Kelly says the president is trying to kill him. We'll share that with you in just a second. Residents of Rogers Forge neighborhood reeling after a series of vehicle vandalisms occurred over the weekend. Again, so I saw the surveillance video. I swear one of the juvenile thug miscreants looked like he was 10. Either that or it was a very small teenager. Clearly you can see the other teenagers. They're like half a body taller. And they're all dressed up in raincoats and hoodies and so on and so forth. You can't see their faces. But there they are, smashing in windows, ruining people's cars, again, causing them great delays. They want to get out to work in the morning. Now they've got to call, have their car fixed. Well, they have to go and do a temporary repair job themselves to get to work until somebody can come out. And there were six or seven cars and vans that the windows were broken out. I guess they were looking for stuff inside the cars to steal. And again, this was Sunday night, and why aren't these miscreants at home? Where's mommy and daddy? And one of the victims, Luke Carr, says that, again, he and others have just had it up to here with this juvenile crime in Baltimore.
It's not fun. No, it's not. And I don't think they have that, you know, the realization, you know, this is coming out of people's pockets. You know, it makes me mad.
Of course they don't. They want what's in your pocket, see? They don't care what's coming out of your pocket unless it goes directly to them. Because that's how they've been raised. I wouldn't even use the term raised to properly. I mean, there's no supervision. There's no adult guidance. There's no mom and dad to say you can't do this, that, or the other thing. They've just been brought into this world, and they're on their own. It's like Lord of the Flies. That's exactly what's going on in this area when it comes to juveniles. I love this woman, Mrs. Calvert, of Rogers Forge. She has a rather unique way of handling, she says, the juvies.
I'd like to take a whip to a couple of them. You know, it's sad that kids think they have to do that.
Yeah, it is sad, but what do you think of her idea of taking a whip to the juveniles? I am 100% for that. If mommy and daddy don't care, and if Ivan Bates won't prosecute or charge the parents, which he promised to do, and he's been a great city state's attorney, but he's dropped the ball on the juveniles and on the parents of the juveniles. We'll get to that a little bit later on. But remember the caning incident years ago in Singapore? There was an American that got caught committing a crime in Singapore, and the punishment was caning. And people in this country were melting down. You can't cane him. He's a teenager. He's a juvenile. That's cruel. An unusual punishment. Well, you know, our Constitution doesn't apply in... I don't think it's cruel. Maybe unusual. Caning. But I'm not even saying caning. Because I remember every once in a while when I was a young boy, I got the switch off the weeping willow tree. So much that I laid up late at night thinking of ways I could cut that thing down. But that was not a good. Anyway, here, Mr. Carr and Ms. Calvert, they are asking, they're begging for help from city leaders, from county leaders, and their cries are falling on deaf ears.
I don't think we're getting the justice we deserve when, you know, juveniles like this come around. They're just up to no good, you know. Maybe they'll get arrested. They'll go home the same night. I think it's a reoccurring problem, and, you know, especially in the juvenile age group, it's just, it's getting a little out of control, I believe.
I didn't grow up that way, so I have a hard time with kids today. Juvenile law should take a different approach, because obviously the one they're using doesn't work. We have repeat offenders constantly.
Should we bring back corporal punishment for juvenile thugs? So if they're going to steal somebody's stuff, break into their cars, they're going to carjack, whatever. Should we bring back the caning or the whipping of, and again, I'm not talking about, I mean, just on their backside. That's where, you know, where they've got the most padding, if you will. So that's the question of the day. Should we whip them and whip them good?
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Amid the Russian military's claim of a big advance in eastern Ukraine, its capture of a key logistics hub, President Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff preparing for a one-on-one meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
After U.S. officials met with Ukrainian officials in Florida over the weekend, the diplomatic effort shifts to Russia.
This is sort of the shuttle diplomacy that you've seen from this administration play out, where we speak equally with both sides.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says presidential envoy Steve Witkoff will be discussing the proposed U.S. peace plan with Putin. Administration officials point to progress, but also say key sticking points remain. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Quoting President Trump, "We have enough problems. We don't want those people." Mr. Trump standing by his decision to put a hold on offers of asylum to people from third world countries. His decision follows the shooting, allegedly by an Afghan national, of two National Guard members in Washington, D.C. One of the victims died. The other remains hospitalized in serious condition. However, he's said to be showing encouraging signs of improvement. Now the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast getting a taste of the winter-like weather that most recently visited the Midwest, Great Lakes regions. Snow, sleet, or a cold rain, or all of the above are falling depending on where you are.
It looks like it's going to be a relatively fast-moving storm system. So, and the rain-snow line looks to be west, generally west of I-95. So from Boston down to D.C., generally should be rain. It may start off as snow at the onset, early Tuesday morning, but then changing over to rain.
Rich Otto at the National Weather Service says interior New England can expect to see the most snow. The Dow futures are up 54 points. NASDAQ futures 102 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Accident on the Beltway is keeping it slow. It's raining there on the Parkville side. The wreck is on the inner loop headed eastbound between Herring Parkway and Hartford Road. So we're getting a delay. Watch your speed if you're coming down the hill from Providence Road towards Lock Raven Boulevard. The brake lights are right in that area. The snow rain line is still north and west of the city. The city and the Beltway, most of the areas are still getting rain. Just thought I would come out here onto the Hanover Pike. This is up at the Pennsylvania line. nothing on the grass indicating not snowing right there, and the roadway conditions are wet. Had a look at 795, and again, no snow there, just rain right now between Franklin Boulevard and heading eventually down to the Beltway on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are tracking everything from snow to sleet to freezing rain to plain rain, and then a chilly rain for the rest of the day with temperatures only in the low 40s. Drier and clearer tonight and colder as lows fall back into the upper 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
31 degrees in Parkville and 32 in Hunt Valley. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. We'll start with a long list of school delays. Baltimore County schools are delayed 2 hours. Carroll County delayed 2 hours. Cecil County delayed 2 hours. Frederick County schools closed. Gerstle Academy delayed 2 hours. Greenspring Montessori School morning discovery canceled. Harford County schools are now closed. Howard Community College opens at 9:30 a.m. Howard County schools delayed 2 hours. North Carroll Community Schools delayed 2 hours. Rock Church Academy delayed 2 hours. Towson University opens at 9:30 a.m. And Washington County Schools delayed 2 hours. In news, union leaders say they were never notified about the assault that led to the death of 71-year-old Baltimore transportation worker Gregory Turnipseed, learning of the attack only after he died the day before Thanksgiving. Police say he was attacked on October 17th when a teenager punched him and the teen's mother kicked him during a dispute over a parking space. Turnipseed later died from bleeding in the brain, and prosecutors say the case is still being reviewed for additional charges. The union is calling for an independent investigation and stronger safety protections for city employees. At 7:05, the last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 786, the pick 4, 9676. On Casey and Company, Stein on Sports, coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowi and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solution team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, perhaps the signature play of the Ravens' jaw-dropping loss to the Bengals Thursday night was Isaiah Likely stretching for the end zone and having the ball punched out at the goal line. John Harbaugh was asked what he expects from his ball carrier in the end zone.
I want the ball secured in ball security position, you know, high and tight, period. Extending the ball in the goal line has its place when you've got two strong hands in the ball and you have space and there's no traffic. I can see that. I can live with that. And I can only live when it turns out good.
One of five turnovers for Baltimore on the night. Now, discontent among both Baltimore and Pittsburgh fans, the Steeler Week is upon us. Here's a back and forth in Mike Tomlin's post-game press conference on Sunday, taking questions from the Pittsburgh media on the fans chanting "Fire Tomlin" during the Bills' loss.
Man, I share their frustration tonight, man. We didn't do enough. That's just the reality of it.
Solutions to turn this thing around exist in your building?
Certainly.
What gives you the confidence that they do?
Keep watching.
Yeah, we'll keep watching on Sunday when the two teams tangle at 1 p.m. And finally, from the serious to the sublime, this comical moment from the Patriots-Giants game last night. Trailing 17-7 in the second quarter, Giants kicker Younghoe Koo coming on for a 47-yard attempt.
47-yard try now by Younghoe Koo, and he stumbled. I don't think I've ever seen that. Looked like he just stubbed his foot right into the turf. Whoops. I guess.
guess that goes down as a miss.
I don't know. He never touched the ball.
That was Troy Aikman with the laughing attack, but the Patriots are no laughing matter, winning their 10th in a row last night, 33-15. They own a league-best 11-2 record. Coming up in 30 minutes, how far has Lamar fallen? And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
You can email us, am680 at wcbm.com, or you can text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Coming up in this hour, Chris Van Hollen accuses the president of war crimes. Shouldn't he be sipping margaritas with Maduro about now? Maryland lawmaker is going to introduce a bill to ban hiring felons as teachers. Good luck with that in the pro-crime general insane asylum. And Space Cadet Kelly, the retired Navy Captain Mark Kelly, says that President Trump's trying to kill him?
President Trump is trying to silence me, threatening to kill me for saying what is true. And he sent his Secretary of Defense after me. And it's not going to work.
Well, you know, he is part of the Seditious Six, just in case you have forgotten. Maggie Goodlander, she is a former naval officer. Jason Crow, a former Army Ranger. Chris DeLuzio, a Pennsylvania former Navy officer. Chrissy Houlihan, a former Air Force officer. And, of course, Senator Alyssa Slotkin, a former CIA operative. The Seditious Six, which, by the way, are being funded by George Soros. More on that coming up in just a second. But the bottom line here, when he says President Trump is starting to kill me, remember when they had that video out saying you can defy illegal orders? There hasn't been a single illegal order given by President Trump yet. And I don't think there ever will be. Everything is run through the White House counsel's office, then through the JAG office at the Pentagon to make sure, including these narco boat strikes against the cartels. They have been designated. We'll get to that a little bit later on in the hour, but that's another. They're coming after him now, accusing him of war crimes. But this so-called retired Navy captain, Space Cadet Kelly, he is obviously, again, we read the statute to yesterday, President Trump put on Truth Social about how he could be prosecuted. So what I think they should do, I would stop dragging your feet on this. The Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, he's already in the crosshairs, so it doesn't really matter what he does. I would activate, because he is, again, he can be activated. And I'm wondering if the other ones can be as well. I would be looking into that. Activate him and then proceed to court-martial him on violating this statute that, of course, is trying to disorder, trying to undermine the commander-in-chief, to destroy a good order and discipline and the morale of existing troops. And that is the statute the president cited. We'll read it to you here in just a second. The seditious behavior, President Trump said, is punishable by death. He wasn't calling for them to be exterminated or terminated or whatever. He's reminding them of the consequences of their words, of the consequences of their deeds and of their actions. And the Department of War did say last night they're considering recalling Space Cadet Kelly for court-martial proceedings after he urged the military to defy President Trump's orders. And now he's whining about it. Again, that's unlike anyone in the military, unlike an astronaut. But again, some of these guys, they get out of the military and they just get in. They're drinking the Kool-Aid, just like Senator Schenner Juan McCain did. All right, 713 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, once again, here's the king of all traffic. Frozen or not, Chuck Whitaker.
Frozen. Shaken but not stirred.
Shaken but not stirred, exactly.
That was a problem when I was a child.
Okay.
Used to get shaken but not stirred. Harford County says they closed their schools. I'm looking at a camera here, 24 and Jarrettsville Road. There ain't a lick of snow on the ground. Not even in the grass. It's rain. So, I don't know. Maybe they know something we don't know. Maybe they think it's going to suddenly get covered up here in the next couple hours or whatever. But for right now, I'm just telling you, I'm looking at this camera right here. And I go over here. Here's Route 22 at Shucks Road. That's northeast of Bel Air. There's no snow on the grass. I see some rain. And let me see what else I have up this way. 24-165, roundabout, rain, nothing on the grass, nothing on the shoulders. I don't know. That's all I can tell you. 95 is still just getting rain. No issues there. The one area that we had a slowdown was on the interloop coming over from Pering Parkway and working its way towards Harford Road. There had been a wreck in that area. I'm trying to work my way back over there. Now let me just see what the camera shows here. Okay, so the backup now at Pering Parkway is gone. So that indicates the wreck over at Harford Road has cleared, and we're still getting, we see the rain. No issues right there now on the Beltway, and then coming around towards the ramps at 140 at Reisterstown Road. That looks good. We have rain on the west side, but the pace is still good. That's what I like. We're not seeing a big delay with this rain moving south from Liberty Road down through I-70. It's actually lighter than usual. The old Harbor Tunnel has about a 10-minute delay right now with traffic slowing before you get to the ramp at O'Donnell Street, north and west. That's where the problems are, where it's changing over to snow in the upper elevations through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, we're still got a good chance of snow, sleet, freezing rain. You know, this morning, it all depends on what the temperature is, where you are. And right now, it looks like most every temperature I have is above freezing. So that's why we're getting mostly a rain event right now. You might get some upper atmosphere snow or sleet coming down. But eventually, it's going to all rise up. The temperature will rise to the low 40s, meaning it'll be a rain event for most of the day. Overnight, dry in upper 20s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid-40s. And right now, it's we get a little bit of sleet, 37 in Essex, and some snow in Forest Hill, and 34. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Well, in the last several days, President Trump has put a pause on all immigration, especially from those third world countries. He is now deporting foreign nationals. In fact, let me give you the breakdown. 80,000 foreign nationals are now have their visas revoked. 16,000 have been convicted of DUIs. Out you go. 12,000 convicted of assault. 8,000 convicted of theft. And 8,000 student visas have also been revoked. So, he's pausing the immigration for third world countries. He's revoking visas. And he's still rounding up the criminal illegal aliens because he wants them out of this country.
What do you mean by reverse migration?
It means get people out that are in our country. Get them out of here. I want to get them out. We got a lot of people in our country that shouldn't be here. And they came in through Biden. And he was the worst president in the history of our country. But the single biggest thing he did was allow millions of people into our country that shouldn't be here. Drug dealers, prisons were opened up and allowed to come into our country. You take a look at the people that were allowed to come into our country. We're paying a big price for it, and we will for years to come, including the recent killer of two wonderful National Guards people. And I'll tell you what, that animal should not have been allowed to come into our country.
Speaking of the National Guardsmen, of course, Sarah Beckstrom, who was murdered by her Afghan refugee terrorist assailant. Andrew Wolf, we reported last hour, is responding to questions and commands, wiggling his toes, giving thumbs up signs. He also had a head wound, but he's still in serious condition. He faces massive rehab, but he is clinging to life, and we continue to offer our thoughts and prayers. President, address the media pool aboard Air Force One.
You spoke with Andrew Wolf's family.
make sense to you?
Of course. Okay.
They're devastated.
Can you give us an update on injuries?
Well, as you know, the one is no longer with us, and Andrew is fighting for his life. And his parents are unbelievably great people, highly religious people, and they're praying, and they want everybody to pray for Andrew. And he has a chance to make it, but he is, his mother and father, they were so unbelievable. They were so positive. From West Virginia, great state. I spoke with Sarah's parents, too, and the only thing I can say, they were devastated.
They can't even believe it could happen.
Meanwhile, tariff revenue hit a record $31 billion in October. President Trump floated abolishing the income tax altogether. Don't know. I'm sure he's serious about that, but don't know how, when, if that will happen. He also said there's something wrong with tampon Tim Walz. He called him in a tweet over the weekend retarded, and it said he's cost the taxpayers $1 billion in the fraud in Minnesota. By the way, Black Friday spending hit a record $11.8 billion. That's up 9% over where it was last year at the same time, and people are still trying to whine about the economy. They're still bad-mouthing the economy. Again, we got record tariffs. We have record spending. Interest rates are pretty much are going to be coming down. Inflation's being held in check. The president also declared any document signed by Biden with an auto pen has now been terminated. Don't know the legality of that, but we'll have to look into that. Eight immigration judges fired yesterday on Monday massacre by the president. The DOJ will hit Comey and Letitia James with new indictments this week. Are we here? More indictments are coming down. The president urging people in Tennessee to get out and vote today to Matt Van Epps over the socialist Afton Bain in Tennessee's 7th Congressional District. It looks like our good buddy Kevin Hassett might be the new Fed chair in the coming weeks and months. Elton John says Trump could be among America's greatest ever president if he helped find a cure for AIDS. And the White House finally launching Media Bias Portal to expose fake news. Tomorrow we'll cover the first and second ladies and what they did yesterday at the White House for their Christmas tour. That's the way it went down. 317 days in the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
It's 7:21 on Casey and Company. Joining us now is Stephen Friedman from the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, Sean. Good morning. Hope you and all of our listeners had an awesome Thanksgiving.
We did. Hope you and your family enjoyed as well.
Absolutely. All right. So this morning, I want to talk about premises liability cases and what makes them more difficult to prove than the typical auto accident that we deal with. So first of all, a premises liability case happens when a party suffers an injury on someone else's property. And the key in these kind of cases is proving notice, that the owner of the land knew or should have known that there was a dangerous condition and failed to make it safe. So, for example, if the owner of a parking lot has a large pothole and has known about it for years and has failed to, make the change and cover the pothole, there's notice, and that's neglect right there. So in premises liability cases, too, we also battle against contributory negligence, which also happens in auto cases. And as we know, contributory negligence means that if the plaintiff is deemed to be only 1% at fault for the accident, he or she is completely barred from any money recovery. So, and Maryland, unfortunately, is unique in that because we're one of only three states that has that. Usually it's comparative negligence. So in discussing premises liability case, there was a real famous case in Maryland years ago that talks about the notice requirement. In that case, a gentleman walks into a food store, slips and falls on a banana peel, and has very serious injuries. He files suit against that food store, ultimately loses because he was unable to prove notice. So the case was actually appealed to the highest court in Maryland, and the judge of our highest court basically said that the store did not have notice, or they didn't have notice of how long that banana peel was on the floor, so it didn't give them an opportunity to clean it up. So, again, that's why it's so difficult. I just settled a parking lot case where my client was getting out of his car and fell and injured himself terribly, and it turns out that the lighting, two lights had been out for months, and the management company knew about it but failed to change the bulbs, so we were able to win that case. So, folks, if you've been in any type of slip-and-fall, trip-and-fall case, give us a call, 410-363-6848. They're unique cases. But this is what I've been doing for the last 25 years, along with certainly the automobile accident cases. So give us a call, 410-363-6848. Everybody, please be safe on the roads today. And, Sean, we will talk to you next week.
Thank you, Stephen. Great advice. Appreciate that. Don't forget the website, maflaw.com, for the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. 823, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Looking at the camera, Interstate 68 in the West Virginia line. And the road is snow-covered, completely snow-covered, and the traffic is in one lane, and they're just taking their time, snowing pretty hard, even the sides of the roads, a lot of snow there. That's where all the snow is right now, out to the north and west. The higher you go, the more snow there is. And then from about Frederick County coming in, it's mostly rain. Have not seen any problems out along I-70 through that area around Route 32 and also coming into Route 40. Have not seen any problems at all through Annapolis. Going to change the camera here and go down there just to check. But, you know, south and east, just raining. And then right now there's a little bit more of a buildup on I-97 right here at Route 32. Everybody has their headlights on. That's good news there. And the pace is slow, but you're going past the bridge at 178, and then it's not too bad down to the ramps at 50 and Road Boulevard, and through that area the road is wet. We can see the spray from the vehicles, but no incidents right now. The earlier wreck, as we said, on the Beltway at Hartford Road is gone. Nothing major there. JFX, as always, watch your speed anywhere between the city-county line and the ramps downtown with the rain in the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We got snow, sleet, freezing rain, and rain all this morning throughout the metro area. All changing to rain later as temperatures rise to the low 40s. Here's an example. In Arnold, it is raining and 38. In Reisterstown, it is snowing and 34. So north and west of the 95 city line is where we see the demarcation for the frozen stuff. By the way, Carroll County schools have now reevaluated. They're going to open 2 hours late this morning. They're going to open 2 hours late, according to the folks at Carroll County Public Schools. All right. We've been talking about the Seditious Six, and one Senate Arizona Democrat, Mark Kelly, could be subject to military discipline for promoting dissension within the ranks. The FBI is looking into that statement, along with others. President Trump has reminded Americans of the penalties for sedition and treason. Treason is punishable by death. Sedition, you can spend, 20 years to life, depends upon how bad it is. Now there are online reports that a group linked to leftist billionaire George Soros has been fomenting sedition for the military around the same time. A script went out to Democrat members of Congress urging rebellion. Soros, of course, long has pursued radical leftist, globalist agendas, almost always in direct opposition to President Trump's agenda for making America great again. He's now in the process of turning over his evil empire to his son Alex, who may be even more extreme than Daddy Schwartz, otherwise known as George Soros. For example, the Soros empire of activists recently have been accused of pushing the recent government shutdown, the Schumer shutdown, which happened over Democrat demands that Congress spend more than $1 trillion on their pet projects as well. So the reason why we know that this was scripted, because Ruben Gallego, I think he was in the Marines, if I'm not mistaken. He is the representative from Arizona. He recently said he was going to get in on the Seditious Six videos, but he got the script too late and couldn't record it in time because they had a deadline to publish it, to get it out. So, folks, this is all, none of it's grassroots. This is AstroTurf. This is propaganda. This is how the left plays. And I think the same thing is at work up with Chuck Schumer. Schumer said that he's getting bomb threats from MAGA.
I was informed by New York law enforcement of multiple bomb threats made against my offices in Rochester, Binghamton, and Long Island. The bomb threats against my offices came with the email subject line MAGA and from an email address alleging the 2020 election was rigged. Local and federal law enforcement responded immediately and are conducting full security sweeps, and investigations are ongoing. Everyone, thank God, is safe. And I am grateful for the quick and professional response of federal and local law enforcement to ensure that these offices remain safe and secure for all New Yorkers. As I've said many times, these kinds of violent threats have absolutely no place no place in our political system. No one, no public servant, no staffer, no constituent, no citizen should ever be targeted for simply doing their job.
Well, yeah, but just because they got MAGA in the subject line, oh, that's slam dunk. Okay, it's over. Cash would tell the FBI, I wouldn't even bother investigating that because it must be MAGA if it says it in the email subject line. And one of the emails said, oh, the 2020 election was rigged. Boy, that's some fine investigative work you got going there, Chuck Hugh Schumer. And the other detectives that you got serving on your Senate staff. This guy is as obvious as a heart attack. He really is. I mean, it's just really, he is so transparent, so blatantly biased, it's not even funny. And they're trying to, again, they're desperate. See, they show signs of desperation because Trump is like, he's broken them. He's broken the Democrat Party. He's living rent-free in their heads. They're coming up with the most, concocting the most crazy scenarios. And we'll get to one of those here in just a second, that Trump is committing war crimes by blowing these cartel boats to smithereens. Okay, well, that's already been pre-approved by the Justice Department and by the military, Judge Advocate General's office. So, nice try. Okay. So, hey, send him some nice emails, will you, MAGA World? Send him some smiley emojis for once. 7:30 time for the latest news headlines and school closings. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Good morning. Thanks. We'll start with a list of the delays and closings. Baltimore County schools are delayed 2 hours. Carroll County schools delayed 2 hours. Cecil County schools delayed 2 hours. Frederick County schools are closed. Gerstle Academy delayed 2 hours. Greenspring Montessori School morning discovery canceled. Harford County schools are closed. Howard Community College begins at 9:30 a.m. Howard County schools delayed 2 hours. North Carroll Community School delayed 2 hours. Rock Church Academy delayed 2 hours. Towson University opens at 9:30 a.m. And Washington County schools are closed. A Baltimore County firefighter is under investigation after allegations of inappropriate behavior at a fire station surfaced. Union officials say the claims represent a serious breach of trust and are urging the fire department to assess any exposure risks, clean affected areas, and replace compromised equipment. They stressed that firefighters must be able to return from calls to stations that are safe and sanitary. Fire officials confirmed the investigation but declined to comment on personnel matters. They say the department remains committed to protecting the safety and professionalism of its members. Investigators say 4 people have been arrested in a triple homicide and arson in Western Maryland, with more arrests expected. Police believe the suspects targeted 3 Hagerstown drug dealers in a robbery before the victims were shot in the basement and the home was set on fire in 2 places. Court papers say that one victim captured video of suspect Darnell Hawkins on a Ring camera while being dragged inside, and his wallet was later found at the scene. A witness also described the robbery plan and told investigators the suspects used a nearby U-Haul as part of the crime. 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business is celebrating the holidays by giving your business the $1,000 holiday bonus when you switch to a gig-speed internet package. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number 12, the new laptop for the office holiday hero. Or possibility number 108, smart speakers to deck those hallways. Or possibility number 192, new equipment for the new year. Or possibility number 555, Bluetooth holiday lights for office decor. Switch to Comcast Business, designed for 100% reliability with business internet and wireless connect, plus advanced cybersecurity, and now get the $1,000 holiday bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 12/14/25. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Requires qualifying gig package. Other restrictions apply.
At 7:33, you're on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Made a little tour of the area 83 up around the state line. No issues there. Just rain right now. We're back on Route 30 on the Hanover Pike at the Pennsylvania line. And again, it's just raining. Even the grass has no covering at all, so they're not getting any of the snow right now. North and west, and pretty much way north and west of the Beltway and out through those areas. That's where the snow is right now. Everybody else is getting rain. The pace is actually pretty good considering that we're getting rain on the Beltway. A lot of people just hunkering down. Let's see what this is going to do, and then we'll make the move later. So right now, the Beltway, no issues. Some slowing, a little heavier traffic. Watch your speed as you're working your way south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are tracking everything from snow to sleet to freezing rain to plain rain, and then a chilly rain for the rest of the day with temperatures only in the low 40s. Drier and clear tonight and colder as lows fall back into the upper 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greeven Wealth Management. So, how far has Lamar fallen? Well, in terms of a threat of running the football, the numbers are actually staggering. Healthy Lamar from 2018 through last year, 103 regular season games, averaged 59.9 yards rushing per game. Unhealthy Lamar this year through nine games, 29.3 yards. That's a 50% decrease, and what it means is it's allowing defenses much freer rein when it comes to game planning against the Ravens. Nevertheless, John Harbaugh continues to trust in his quarterback.
Well, I feel like Lamar's playing winning football in games that you have to find a way to do it's required to win the game, you know, and that's different in every game. And
now, a lot of this has to do with injuries, of course, which leads to practice days off, and Harbaugh commenting on that yesterday.
All that stuff, he's going to practice, like, as much as he can, you know. Lamar will practice as much as he can and prepare as well as he can, and, you know, that's what he's going to do, and he always has.
Meanwhile, in Pittsburgh, I'm going to play you 22 seconds of Mike Tomlin after the game Sunday against Buffalo, and you tell me if this sounds familiar.
It's an awful performance by us, but it's us. We didn't do a lot well tonight, obviously. We didn't possess the ball or maintain ball security on offense. We were highly penalized. We allowed those guys to run the ball. Didn't play 60 minutes of action, didn't play complimentary football.
That could have been a John Harbaugh press conference, if you get my drift. And a sidebar here, Pittsburgh is bottom five in the NFL in both offense and defense, and at $163 million, the Steeler defense is the highest paid in the National Football League. College football, LSU made it official yesterday. Lane Kiffin jumping from Ole Miss to the Bayou. Kiffin, skipping town, will not coach the Rebels in the college football playoffs. College soccer, feeling elite. Talking about number four seed Maryland men's soccer, that is, headed to the NCAA Elite Eight after a dominant 3-0 win over number 13 seed UConn on Saturday at Ludwig Field. Here's my new favorite name in sports, Rocket Ritterita. He is a forward for Maryland, a goal and an assist to push the Terps past the Huskies. Maryland 13-1-4 on the season. And finally, this story continues. Nearly 2 weeks after a decorated Virginia high school football coach disappeared amid a child pornography investigation, the U.S. Marshals Service has announced it is offering a reward of up to $5,000 for any information leading to his arrest. We're talking about Travis Turner, 46 years of age, still on the run, may be armed, according to the Marshals, and are urging anyone who may come in contact with Turner to exercise extreme caution. Turner is employed as a football coach, at least was, at Union High School in Wise County, Virginia. The Bears, ironically, are 12-0, and they'll play in the Class 2 state semifinal on Saturday. The time now is 7:37. When we return, karma is a you-know-what.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greeven Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
So yesterday I asked you what you were doing after the show today, right? And you said you got stuff to do. So we're not going to Chicago today.
Okay.
For the hot dogs.
For the Holy Wiener.
Right. Oh, right. For the Circle Wiener.
Circle Wiener.
Even though they are free. And there is an 11
a.m.
flight.
You know, you could go in my stead.
Now, I want to go with you, Sean. You and I, it's like a field trip.
Field trip.
The WCBM Sports, yeah. Sign-on sports
field trip. I'd rather do a field trip to Chicago in the summer.
Okay, well, that's true, too. Okay. So since we're not going to Chicago, you do have some time today. Yeah. So let me ask you another question. Do you have a turban by any chance at home? A turban?
No,
you
I
don't,
do not.
You don't have
I do not have a turban.
Really? Okay,
no.
Interesting. I thought you may. But anyway, so if you did have a turban, okay, you'd put it on and you'd be like Karnak. Remember the old Johnny?
Yeah.
Okay, right?
Johnny Carson.
And let me know, do you think, having a turban on and being a mentalist, do you think that Bill Belichick watched the Patriots last night? Do you think?
I think so. Yeah.
You think so?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
What do you think he was feeling last night?
Pangs for the NFL.
Oh,
and, you know, the rumors he's going to be in the
Giants.
Back in the
league. Yeah,
yeah, with
exactly,
the Giants. Yeah.
For next season. But
surprise me.
You know, and I got some audio. Maybe I'll play it later. Bill Belichick mumbling through his press conference after NC State beat him. They were 4-8, by the way, this year. Just FYI.
Side note, folks. The two things that roil Gary the most are Bill Belichick and the Cleveland Browns.
No, it's in the opposite direction.
In the opposite direction.
Right,
okay.
It's Cleveland first.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Remember when the Dunbar football coach, they were state champions, he was a school police officer that was basically claiming overtime while he was out on the Chesapeake Bay in his boat and stole $215,000 in taxpayers' money, pleaded guilty. I don't know, it was like 15 felony counts or whatever the case may be. But Harford County hired him. They hired him as an English teacher in a middle school. Now, in their defense, they're saying they hired him. He had not been convicted. He hadn't even been charged. I think he was charged, but hadn't pleaded yet. I have to go back and look at the timeline. So what the technicality here is, there was smoke. There was lots and lots of smoke when it comes to Lawrence Smith. But since there was no fire, they suspended him with pay. So that has led to Dr. Sean Bolson up in Harford County Public Schools and the president of the school board all falling on this. Well, technically he wasn't guilty, so we could still hire him. We could still put him in front of children and teaching them that, hey, yes, you too can game the system by submitting false overtime reports, ripping taxpayers off for hundreds of thousands of dollars. So Delegate Lauren Erican, she wrote a letter yesterday to the Harford County Public Schools. She is demanding answers because she says there's a lot which we don't know.
Parents are just like, what has happened to our school system? I think there's a lot of unanswered questions still, and I think the public deserves to know, when they're hiring teachers, what are the protocols that are supposed to be used? Were they actually followed?
Yeah, what are parents? And parents don't care, right? Parents aren't entitled to anything. They got some guy running around in fake boobs and a pregnant belly at Reach Partnership School. And parents, they could care less about what parents think about that. So what's a couple of felons teaching your children English in Harford County? But she says, Delegate Erican, that the system is indeed broken.
It feels very much like the system is very broken and that it's just not working for the people anymore.
Of course it isn't, because it never has. It really, you got to go back maybe to the late 50s, early 60s, maybe 70s, for the school system to really have been working the way it was designed to. And again, once prayer came out of school, thanks to Madeline Murray O'Hare, and others, we got to get rid of God, we got to get rid of prayer, and after you got rid of God and got rid of prayer, then the goal was get rid of parents. See? So now that allows the teachers to run roughshod, not all, but some, to run roughshod over parents, because the state is the parent, and the teachers are administrators of the state. And so Delegate Erican wants to introduce a bill in the upcoming General Insane Asylum next month to ban the hiring of felons in schools.
If the law needs to be changed, we will change it.
Yeah, well, good luck. Good luck with that, because in all my years of broadcasting and here in Baltimore, and it's been many, many decades, this is the most pro-criminal, criminal-friendly General Assembly in the history of Maryland. They bend over backwards to protect the criminal, the juvenile thug, not the victim, not the law-abiding citizens. So while I applaud Delegate Erican for her efforts, don't expect it to go very far in the pro-criminal General Insane Asylum, because after all, they don't care. They only care about one thing, and that is power.
And as long as they have that supermajority, that's all that matters to them. 743. By the way, we do need a contestant. Choose your fake news time. Got some WCBM merch for you here this morning. First caller that reserves their spot and guesses the correct fake news story will be the winner. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. It's a slip sliding away morning, thanks to Paul Simon and the Frozen Wintry Mix.
Absolutely. Get on the bus, Gus.
Different song.
I know. Right. You know, what do you think? I'm an idiot?
No. Do you want me to answer that?
Don't answer that. Brought to you as a service of the Baltimore Blast and their opening game. It's this Saturday at Towson University. I'm out here on I-70 now with the camera, right at the Interstate 81. Upper elevation, but the roadway is wet right here. There's a little accumulation off to the side in the grass, but the roadway right here, they have a lot of construction here on I-70 at Interstate 81, but for right now, that's fine. A little bit further out as you get out around I-70 and through those areas, Interstate 68, and for that traffic out through there, that's where the heavy snow is, and we've seen the buildups out in that area. So that's where you have to pay attention, where the heavy snow is falling right now, mainly along I-68 as you're getting up into that area, up at the upper elevation. Just let me get one more camera shot here. Let's see I-70 west of Mount Airy. Yeah, roadway is just wet. No snow even in the grass right there at Bartholow's Road. That's west of Mount Airy, so we're good to go right through there. And again, most of the roadways locally just dealing with the rain right now. Some slowing traffic at both the harbor tunnels. Always watch your speed, of course, on the JFX from the city-county line through the ramps downtown. The wait is over. Mark your calendars. The Baltimore Blast 2025-26 season begins this Saturday against the Kansas City Comets at Towson University. Single game and season tickets are available right there, BaltimoreBlast.com and Ticketmaster.com. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You know, somebody was over the arena over the weekend. They were getting it all ready for the big blast opener, and they saw a plaque, a little metal sign on one of the seats in the Ed Hale box. It said C. Witt on it. Yeah. So we'll just have to wait and see if that's occupied or not.
Secretary of Transportation, Charles Whitaker. Thank you very much.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. This morning, a chance of snow slide. No, you're not. Snow, sleet, freezing rain, and eventually changing to all rain later on. Temps rise to the low 40s. Overnight, it'll be dry, upper 20s tomorrow. Sunshine, mid 40s. Right now, rain for the next hour, 36 in Parkville, sleet, and 37 in Pasadena. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. No listener contested today.
Where
so it is, yeah, there's, it's the weather. You know,
they got
the weather,
snowed in.
The weather throws everybody off a little bit, you know?
Shoveling rain, partly cloudy.
They're out spreading, they're spreading salt and ice melt just in case it does do anything today.
Yeah. Okay, sell that to me. You just did.
All right. We've got three stories here. Chuck, do you want to go first, second, third, or last? We'll ask you.
I get the honor of picking?
Yes, you can pick today.
I'm going last.
You're
going to
go last. Gee, what were the odds?
Chicken.
Story one. For the second year in a row, Boston City Council has passed a resolution formally recognizing this past Thanksgiving as a national day of mourning. The resolution describing colonization having led to violence, land loss, and cultural erasure. National day of mourning in Boston.
Okay.
Story two, cities and towns around the country celebrating the cherished Christmas traditions, including the lighting of the annual Christmas tree. But in woke Portland, any vestiges of Christmas tree were erased from the city celebration, which was referred to as only as a tree lighting, no Christmas, and featured chants of free Palestine. And story three, a Texas business owner was raided by local police last year, put through a four-month Orwellian nightmare, after he decorated his business tree with unloaded firearms. The Biden Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives raided his business, put him through perfect hell. He said he didn't do anything wrong, and now a higher court has agreed.
Mm-hmm.
All right? They were unloaded guns. They were on display. He was a collector. Wow. All right, story one, National Day of Mourning in Boston. Story two, free Palestine tree lighting. Or story three, a loaded, unloaded gun Christmas tree gets a Texas business owner, his office is raided. All right, we'll start with Kristen.
Well, these are all possible in the world we live in. I can see the Texas story being true and the Portland story definitely being true. I don't know. At a certain point, what is the point? Why are you having a tree lighting? Just have an entirely different event. If you're taking Christmas out of it, what is the point? But I think I'm going to go with number one. Not that that wouldn't happen, but I didn't hear about the Boston story.
Well, Chuck has a tree lighting every day because he likes to get lit. So that's the reason why behind that. You're going with one? Is that right?
Yes.
All right. Krista goes with story one. Maggie?
I'm going with number one. I haven't heard it.
Maggie also goes with number one. And bringing up the rear is the king of all barter, Chaz Whitaker.
Bucket in hand. one, please.
Chuck also goes.
Resuming four. The strategy.
Yeah.
Okay.
He does. You know. Remember,
I was going to pick that anyway because I already knew that story was fake.
Sure.
I saw they were talking about it, but they're not going to do it.
Your gal pal is casting doubts, casting aspersions.
If you had gone first, then maybe I would believe that.
No. Listen, now she's directing me.
You should be used to that.
If you had gone first, what are you?
That's my job.
What are you, Hermione? For Harry Potter. You know, you have dirt on your nose.
This is interesting, folks. Story number three. The Orwellian Nightmare in Texas is our fake news story of the day.
Oh,
get down.
Stories one and two are true.
Nope.
Yeah.
No.
So there you have it.
I dispute that.
You can dispute it all you want. Okay? You file your brief now, and we'll see if we'll get Gelfman. Get Gelfman and see if he can help
sure
you.
Sure, he can handle it.
Yeah.
Pro bono.
Yeah, add that in. Pro bono.
Yeah, it has to be that or no case.
Exactly.
You don't 23 bottles don't make a case.
You don't want to be paying $800 an hour, that's for sure.
That's for sure.
All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It is 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Coming up next, we're going to take a look at Chris Van Hollen accusing the president of committing war crimes. So stay tuned for that. Top of the hour, the Gaylor-Cassidy feud. It's on again. These guys feud more than the Hatfields and the McCoys.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. Listen up. If you're shopping for home appliances, you've got to check out Town Appliance on Reisterstown Road, Owings Mills. We're talking Whirlpool, JennAir, KitchenAid, Maytag. More than 70 top brands under one roof. The showroom, stunning. I walked in and my jaw dropped. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, you'll see they're super knowledgeable and make the whole process so easy. Open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, and Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Visit Town Appliance. Appliance.com, but trust me, go see the showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for home appliances.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Brian, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
This holiday season, here are a few of your favorite things. Casey & Company, Jim Klasick, Rob Carson, and Sean Hannity. Your talk radio, 680 WCBM.
Chuck has a lot of favorite things. Most of them have already been heavily discounted. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is once again, the king of all drugs. No, that's perfect. That's right up your alley.
You said I was a teenage warehouse. I mean, that's where I keep everything. I remember what you say about me, Mr. Casey.
I know you do. Yeah. We have it all on tape, too.
I got it right here.
Somewhere.
Right where the traffic stuff lives, right here. The left side of my forehead. Northbound 95. There's a report of an accident now near the Russell Street ramp. That would be the ramp that would take you up towards the casino and up to Camden Yards. I'm looking at the camera back at Caton Avenue, and they're starting to slow right there. So if you're coming through the city and you're getting up towards 395, heads up for that. The traffic at 395 is okay. The Sky Ramp is a little bit slow exiting from 95 on to 395, and then that long ramp from 95 south, just reacting to the rain, the ramp that would take you down to Russell Street southbound and out onto the BW Parkway. So better to be safe through there. There was a report of a broken down vehicle. We can't see it because we don't have any cameras. It's on the JFX southbound, was reportedly in the left-hand lane after Northern Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a messy Tuesday morning rush hour. Not even winter yet, folks. Snow, sleet, freezing rain. Rain changing to all rain later. Low 40s for the high. Dry and upper 20s tonight. Sleet for the next hour. 34 in Bel Air. 37 with rain in Severn. And I got a text here from one of our listeners regarding last hour we did the story about the juvenile thugs in Rogers Forge. And one of the residents there had said, you know, get the whip out. You know, maybe they need a good whipping. Back in the day when corporal punishment used to remind people when they did something really wrong, and you had to get spanked or punished with a switch or whip or whatever the case may be. Sean, let's wait to see how long it takes for Terrell or some other local activist to scream white supremacy slavery over the lady's whip suggestion. You know it's coming. Thank you for your attention to this matter. That's Ron. Ron, thank you for the text. I would say that the whip would be colorblind. It would apply to all juvenile thugs, black, brown, white, doesn't matter what color, doesn't matter which gender. You can even use it on trans individuals. It is a it's an asexual you know, whip, not one that, never mind, I didn't want to bring Chuck into this either. 7:55, 5 minutes now for the hour. Of the clinic. Kristen's like, where is he going with this? Please stop. Top of the hour, the Gaylor-Cassidy feud is on, but now Senator Margarita Man, Van Hollen, accusing President Trump of war crimes over the narco cartel boat strikes.
Oh, I think it's very possible there was a war crime committed. Of course, for it to be a war crime, you have to accept the Trump administration's whole construct here.
That we're at war.
Which is we're in armed conflict at war. With this particular, with the drug gangs, of course, they've never presented the public with the information they've got here. But it could be worse than that, right? If that theory is wrong, then it's plain murder.
The first strike is murder in that case.
That's correct.
You're alleging it.
That's correct. Well, I'm saying that it's either murder from the first strike if their whole theory is wrong. And I think, you know, the weight of the legal opinion here is that they've concocted this ridiculous legal theory. But even if you accept their legal theory, that it is a war crime. And so I do believe that the Secretary of Defense should be held accountable for giving those kind of orders.
Well, you're leaving out one small detail there, Senator Margarita, and that is the back in January 20th of this year, the president issued an executive order designating cartels and other organizations as foreign terrorist organizations and specially designated global terrorists. So that would be all of the drug cartels, and they name them by name. And then they also name the transnational gangs and organizations, such as Tren de Aragua and La Mara Salvatruca, the TDA and MS-13 from Venezuela and from Mexico specifically. So that gives the president legal authority to strike any of these cartels for sending their poison. Each boat is believed to kill 25,000 Americans. And so instead of siding with MS-13 man, Senator Van Hollen, and others, it would behoove you, I would think, to want to protect Americans and not argue about drug narco-terrorists trying to bring their drugs into our country. The Biden administration killed innocent Afghan civilians with a drone strike. Remember the botched Afghanistan withdrawal of 2021? Innocent civilians were killed in that drone strike, and they weren't being designated a foreign terrorist organization or especially designated. So here's my point. This all started with the Washington Post saying there were survivors of one of the boat strikes, and Pete Hegseth gave a verbal order, and the admiral in charge of the operation went in with a second strike, and they're saying that second strike, because there were survivors allegedly, again, that violated, that's a war crime. Here's my thought on that. Those guys were dead meat anyway. They're going to be shark bait. And so they were actually doing them a favor by putting them out of their misery by surviving the first blast. 7:59, I want to tell you about our good friends at Reverse Mortgage Answers. Let me talk to homeowners out there. If you're 62 or older, still making a mortgage payment every month, you pay that mortgage, you pay a couple of credit cards and your other monthly expenses, and not much left, is there? If that sounds close to what's happening at your kitchen table, my good friend Mark Maveri can help turn things around. Mark has spent over 30 years, helping Maryland homeowners use a reverse mortgage to pay off their existing mortgage, wipe out high-interest credit cards, stay in the home they love. No monthly mortgage payment required. This is not a class. It's not a seminar. Simple conversation with Mark. He'll look at your age, your home value, what you owe, then show you in plain English what's possible with the house you already own. The real question is, if you can remove that mortgage payment and keep that money in your pocket every month, would that change for you? Pick up the phone, call Mark, 410-788-7070.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. If the initial tallies hold up, it was indeed a green Cyber Monday for America's online merchants.
Adobe Analytics reports as of 6:30 Eastern Time Monday evening, Americans had already spent $9.1 billion online. That was up 4.5% from last year's Cyber Monday, and that was with another 5.5 hours to go in the Eastern Time Zone alone. Online spending was expected to peak between 8 and 10 p.m. local time, wherever that may be.
Correspondent Ben Thomas says Adobe Analytics expects Cyber Monday sales will hit $14.2 billion by the time all is said and done. Consumer electronics and clothing flew off the shelves. We'll soon know whether peace may be returning to Ukraine after almost 4 years of war. President Trump's special envoy is to meet with Russian President Putin, the BBC's Steve Rosenberg in Moscow.
This will be Steve Witkoff's sixth visit to Russia this year. He'll be accompanied by President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Their trip comes at a time of intense diplomatic activity. 2 weeks ago, the Americans presented to Kiev a 28-point peace plan, widely seen as heavily weighted in Moscow's favor. Since then, there have been U.S.-Ukrainian talks in Geneva and in Florida. Now an amended plan will be put to the Kremlin. President Putin has said the original draft proposal could form the basis for future agreements, but he has shown little desire for compromise.
In the meantime, Russia's military claims to have captured a key city in eastern Ukraine. The White House is defending as lawful a Navy admiral's order of a follow-up strike on a suspected drug-running boat in the Caribbean. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 20 points, NASDAQ futures 80 points higher, and the S&P futures are better by 13. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Everyone is watching major movements ripple through the markets these days, sparked by new policy shifts out of Washington and activity from the Federal Reserve. Americans have faced uncertainty before, and every time, we've found our footing again. The real secret to long-term financial peace is simple. Keep your eyes on the horizon and understand the fundamentals that drive real stability. That's exactly why Advantage Gold is inviting you to call 800-741-GOLD right now. We'll send you a free Gold IRA rollover kit, along with a complimentary copy of economist Ken Rogoff's insightful book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Inside, you'll learn how to defend your retirement savings against inflation, market swings, and reckless fiscal policies with tangible assets like precious metals that have preserved wealth for centuries. It's no wonder Advantage Gold has been America's number one gold company for the past decade. Take a smart step toward protecting what you've earned. Call 800-741-GOLD. That's 800-741-4653. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
A couple of areas on the Beltway with the rain that are slow. The outer loop around I-70 down through Route 40. And then that's better after Frederick Road. And then the inner loop through Pikesville towards Greenspring over to the JFX. Then once you clear the JFX, get over towards the ramps at 83. The pace is better. It continues to rain. No snow right now on the Beltway. The roadway conditions are definitely wet and will be a factor. The wreck on 95. Northbound coming up to Camden Yards now on the shoulder was a little bit slow coming up from the bridge at DeSoto Road, Caton Avenue, coming into the ramp at 395, but that should improve. Nothing major at the Harbor Tunnel. There is a guy with a flat tire changing that on 895 northbound coming out of the northbound tunnel, but well off to the side behind the white line through there. And a couple of wrecks now in the city. Eastern Avenue at the bridge at I-95 and report of a wreck on Pulaski Highway before you get to the intersection at North Point Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are tracking everything from snow to sleet to freezing rain to plain rain, and then a chilly rain for the rest of the day with temperatures only in the low 40s. Drier and clear tonight and colder as lows fall back into the upper 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
38 degrees in Edgemere and 36 in Joppatown. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by the Smile Design Center. First, here are your latest delays and school closings. Baltimore County Schools delayed 2 hours. Carroll County Schools delayed 2 hours. Cecil County Schools delayed 2 hours. Frederick County Schools are closed. The Gerstle Academy is delayed 2 hours. The Greenspring Montessori School Morning Discovery is canceled. Harford County Schools closed. Howard Community College is opening at 9:30 a.m. Howard County Schools delayed 2 hours. North Carroll Community School delayed 2 hours. Rock Church Academy delayed 2 hours. Towson University opening at 9:30 a.m. And Washington County Schools are closed. A bill to expand affordable housing and increase rental options in Baltimore drew strong criticism during a public hearing on Monday. Supporters say it would give homeowners more flexibility, but many residents worry it could attract corporate landlords and weaken older established neighborhoods. Several council members also questioned whether the city is prepared for zoning changes and called for more study and community input. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 786, the pick 4, 9676. At 8:05 on Casey and Company, Stein on Sports is coming up next.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're looking for a reason to smile again, visit the Smile Design Center in Lutherville. Dr. Lairfield will provide exceptional care with comfortable, friendly, chairside manner. They're using the latest technology, 3D printing, digital scanners, and lasers to make your dental experience faster, easier, and more precise. From simple cleanings to full smile makeovers, they handle all phases of dentistry so you can get your smile back in just a few visits. Call Nicole at the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and visit smiledesigndoctor.com. Mention WCBM for a first patient special offer.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. A little bit of Ryan Helsley for you at the top of the hour, the new Orioles closer. Birds making it official last night. 2 years, $28 million, player option after 1 year. And here is what the Orioles bought.
Had a lot of one-run saves. And he gets his first strikeout, 102. Breaking ball, a slider, back-to-back, 1-2 pitch. Hey, got
Cardinals win on opening day.
All that while Helsley was a Cardinal, traded at the deadline to the Mets. Results not so clean there, a 7.20 ERA over 22 appearances. These press conferences in Pittsburgh and Baltimore are so strikingly similar. Take a listen to Mike Tomlin after the Bills loss, why his team was held to just 58 yards rushing.
You know, we got to win possession downs. We got to maintain possession of it. We can't turn the ball over. It'll produce more snaps for us. And if we do that, man, we'll probably have more than 58 or whatever it is that you mentioned.
Now, listen to John Harbaugh on why Derrick Henry only got 10 carries for 60 yards against the Bengals.
Then we went three and out, then we were in 2 minutes. So that explains the lack of carries in the second quarter. We didn't have any plays in the second quarter.
And finally, yesterday, we told you that both Salisbury and Johns Hopkins are still alive in the D3 football playoffs, and they'll play each other this Saturday in Baltimore. Well, the governor's son is also still alive. Talking about Josh Ehrlich, son of Governor Bob, leading his Susquehanna Riverhawks past Christopher Newport this past Saturday. The Hawks will travel to Eastern University for a third-round matchup. The younger Ehrlich this season has accounted for over 3,300 yards in 12 games, 37 touchdowns. Coming up in 30 minutes, celebrating National Giving Day. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oriole Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
That's Adventures. Wow. Some good surfing guitar Christmas music. Reminds me of old Link Ray as well. All right, coming up in this hour, 410-922-6680 is our number, 1-800-WCBM-680. You might be a little sleepy due to the weather, but feel free to give us a call. Or you can email am680wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Coming up in this hour, should a 15-year-old be charged as an adult in the fatal assault of a city transportation worker? Where's Ivan Bates on this one? Story two. We got a bunch of them. The state audit has turned up $8.5 billion of spending with little to no oversight. We find out Maryland's got one of the most expensive EV charger taxes in the nation. That should not shock you. And we'll tell you where Schiraldi landed and where the DHS secretary, he got a little bit of trouble as well. But our top story here today, the feud is on. It's Maryland's version of Hatfield and McCoy's. All right, and this is just completely, I mean, you got two, I really like these guys. I like Sheriff Jeff Giller, and I like the Harford County Executive Bob Castley. I like both of them. I think they're good, strong men. Unfortunately, they've been at each other's throats for well over a couple of years now. It started with a feud over Castley having to bring his budget under control in Harford County, not wanting to raise taxes. Sheriff Giller wanted a new police or sheriff's deputy's headquarters at a certain location, which was going to cost more than the Harford County Executive wanted, and that started the rift between the two men, and it has just gone downhill from there. Now, the second part of this story is that a recent court ruling the Harford County Executive Bob Castley should make public text messages that he sent to a Harford County Council president over a settlement made to individuals that were injured or hurt in a sheriff's deputy shooting. There was no criminal wrongdoing found by multiple agencies of the Harford County Sheriff's Office, but the sheriff opposed the settlement of $350,000 because of, nobody did anything wrong. The county executive has a different reason why they agreed to settle the case. But at issue here are the text messages, which the court says should be made public, and the Sheriff Giller saying that this is a lack of transparency on the Harford County Executive's part.
This is the most secretive administration in my 40 years of government I've ever had the displeasure to be around.
All right, so there's shot number one, and Cassily fired back.
You know, the sheriff likes to play politics. That's his game. He loves to be in the political limelight, and that's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate. But neither of these men were finished as of yet.
This is the third time that the Cassily administration has been found wrongfully by the court for not releasing PIAs. This one has to do with text messages. He is the county executive. Bob Cassily was sending to council president Pat Vincetti in April of 24 during a county council meeting where the council members amongst themselves were discussing giving away $1 million of taxpayer money to a woman related to a police-involved shooting that no lawsuit had ever been filed.
All right, so we'll hear what Cassily had to say in response to that, all over this settlement offer. And you wonder why, what's wrong with the Maryland Republican Party. This is, this is sort of a classic example of why they can't win higher or larger offices, because they're too busy shooting each other, bullets at each other. Just so sad. I have a fix, though, a solution. 813 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all solutions, especially those that come in a large bottle and a brown bag, Chuck Whitaker.
Yeah, that's the problem is it's a twist-off cap. It says something bottled yesterday.
Get those corks out of here.
Excuse me? I'm distracted. Southbound JFX is running okay right here at the city-county line. There had been a report half an hour ago, broken down vehicles southbound after Northern Parkway. Not there. The weather is only rain. No issues with any snow or anything like that on the JFX. Looked all kind of all over the place. Haven't seen any weather related to any snow at this point, so that line is still out to the north and west. I-97 going into Annapolis. You backed up there at Route 32, and there was a report of a broken down vehicle there. Wasn't in camera range, but it is backed up. It may be just south of the split at Route 32 and was crowding at least one of the southbound lanes. Some wires are down, and apparently a tree was on fire northern Harford County on Route 23 at Harford Creamery Road. And there's now just a report of a new minor accident northbound Route 29 near the ramp at I-70. So the weather is still a factor. Even though it's just rain, you still have to be careful and watch your speed. Put your low beam headlights on. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, snow, sleet, freezing rain, changing to all rain later, low 40s, all, again, be a nice afternoon, so it'll be raw, but not certainly as messy as this morning. Overnight, it's going to be dry, upper 20s for the low, sunny mid-40s tomorrow. Right now, we got snow and 34 in Forest Hill, and 37 with some snowflakes in Middle River. It's 8:15, and time once again for the birthplace of the Star-Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. It is time for America's 250th birthday celebration. Our big 250th birthday coming up next Independence Day, July 4, 2026. On this day, 1823, during his annual address to the United States Congress, President James Monroe proclaimed the new U.S. Foreign Policy Initiative, which later became known as the Monroe Doctrine. In 1927, the Model A Ford introduced as the successor to the Model T. The price then of a Model A Roadster, $300. $95. 1942, the atomic age was born. Scientists demonstrated the first self-sustaining nuclear chain reaction at a laboratory below the stands at the University of Chicago football stadium. How about that? And in 1982, retired dentist Barney Clark, 62 years of age, became the first person to receive a permanent artificial heart. He did survive for 112 days. In 2001, U.S. forces in Afghanistan captured the stinking rotten rat, a.k.a. John Walker Lind, 20 years of age, a U.S. citizen from San Anselmo, California. He was found fighting with the Taliban. Yes, indeed. Not a good day for the stinking rotten rat. Who, I don't know if he's still in jail or not, or if he's... I have to look up and see what happened to him. That is a question. And it's all brought to you here this morning, our America's 250th birthday celebration by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
All right, 410-922-6680, our number 1-800-WCBM-680. And we're talking about Bob Cassilly and Sheriff Gaylor going back and forth over this settlement this feud, which Cassilly says Gaylor's being disingenuous.
Sheriff Gaylor's wrong. It's just pretty disingenuous what he's arguing. And it's politicized rhetoric. To avoid all of that, our piece for the taxpayers was $350,000. Now, I'm not denigrating $350,000, but when your potential exposure is tens of millions of dollars, $350,000 is not an unreasonable sum to consider.
Yeah, well, Gaylor says he doesn't think there should be any settlement paid whatsoever because his deputy did nothing wrong.
I completely disagreed with the settlement, handing out money to someone who I believe committed a criminal act, and yet the county executive, I suspect, in his text messages, was trying to persuade the council to give this money away. So I requested those messages.
Yep, and those messages have been kept secret. The court has ruled against Cassilly. Cassilly says he's going to appeal, and so why does he not want to release these text messages?
And I don't know why the council president, I thought it was irresponsible, and that's why I was texting. I said, this is irresponsible for you to allow these discussions going to public. You need to shut this down and take it into private, which is, we all agreed was the appropriate forum. It never should have happened in public. So
then why not release the text messages?
Because the process, I have to protect the process. If I say that these are, that you can have it in this case, well, people use that in every other case. I need to protect the process. The process says that I have the right to discuss these things in private. It's a settlement of a lawsuit. That should be in private.
So here's my question to you. Did this need to be a public matter? Did you need to hear from Sheriff Gaylor and from Harford County Executive Bob Cassilly on this? Or could this have been taking a phone call behind closed doors? But no, this was taken to the media, where it's now playing out in front of everybody to see. And you have two good men right now ripping each other up over this kind of thing. So I've got a solution. I don't know if they're going to buy it, but you know, we'll share it with you in just a second. So it's time for a new refrigerator in the Casey household. My wife was not happy when we were trying to find all the, you know, for turkey and ham and so on and so forth as we're getting ready for Thanksgiving dinner. I just ran out of space. It's pretty small. It's like a 19 cubic foot refrigerator. It's our second one in the house. And so it's time. I'll be heading over to see both mayors at Town Appliance very shortly to get our brand new refrigerator. They're right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. Incredible showroom, which they're expanding, by the way. You should check it out if you're like me or in the market for an appliance or even an upgrade to your kitchen. Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. Great customer service, price match guarantee. And you name it, they got it at Town Appliance for all your appliance needs.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Day 23, time once again for traffic weather on the threes. Messy morning rush hour here on a Tuesday. And the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Guy opens the door to the refrigerator, looks inside, there's a rabbit sitting in there. What are you doing in there? The rabbit says, this is a Westinghouse, isn't it? He says, yes. He says, I'm just Westing.
No.
Just a little light humor.
Silly rabbit.
Tricks are for kids. Not the tricks I ever saw. Well, let's just go away. Back in Harford County again, up here on Route 23, I said before, there ain't a lick of snow on the ground. There ain't a damn flake in the air. I mean, there's nothing. It's raining. So, schools are closed. Have a good day. Go out and shovel the driveway the best you can. There's a report they had some waters down and the trees were on fire on Route 23. That's why I'm up in this area. Route 23 at Harford Creamery Road. That's up in northern Harford County. See traffic here on 23 right at Meadow Tree Drive. And they're moving through there. But just a heads up, some equipment is on the scene through there. A couple of areas still slow on the Beltway with the rain. Inner Loop at Green Spring, I-70 to Frederick Road on both sides of the Beltway there. They're reacting to the rain and the limited lanes, of course. Very tight right there between I-70 and Liberty Road on the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. We've had it all. Snow, sleet, freezing rain. But the reason why it's mostly a rain event is because the freezing line is much further to the north and west than they had thought it was going to be. So that's why we're not getting as much of that frozen stuff as perhaps predicted. But we still are getting some of it in some areas. In fact, right now, today it's going to be snow, sleet, freezing rain, rain all later on, low 40s for the high today. Right now, sleet for the next hour, 35 in Bel Air, just rain, and 37 in Severn. So again, there are a lot of things. The reason why we don't really mount an opposition party. And I think that to some extent, this is true at the federal level. We're talking about this feud now between Sheriff Gaylor and Harford County Executive Bob Cassidy. I do, as I said repeatedly, I do respect and like both of these individuals. And it just pains me to watch what they're doing to each other. So what I would recommend is they're certainly welcome to come here and air their differences, you know, on this show if they want to do that. And that may or may not be a good idea, but I would certainly like to be peacemaker or moderator if I could. If they don't want to do that, might I suggest that Harford County Executive Bob Cassidy spend a day in the shoes of Sheriff Gaylor and vice versa. Maybe they could do the old swap jobs for a day and walk a mile in the other man's shoes. And see if that makes any difference. Maybe it doesn't. I don't know. Just I'm looking for some semblance of getting this all out of the way. Because, again, the focus should be on the opponent. The focus should be on the Democrat majority, the supermajority in this state, which is dominated the general insane asylum. It's affecting immigration laws, which affects Sheriff Gaylor, the budget. And taxes, which affect Harford County Executive Bob Cassidy's budget, that should be the focus. Not each other. Not these internecine squabbles and feuds. I don't care what their ambition is. If it's a second term for Bob Cassidy, if it's a first term for Sheriff Gaylor, whatever it is, guys, come on. Let's bury the hatchet and not in each other's back. Now, to the national level, Washington, D.C. continues to pretend they don't know things. It is I think insufferable. It is frustrating. This is what has driven people like MTG to madness. They're blind to the reality that a large segment of we the people, the American population, is aware of issues. And we understand the position of Republicans is not part of some mistake or some flaw. This is intentional. What am I talking about? Elise Stefanik noting recently, Republicans have the House, the Senate, and the White House, yet the deep state is alive and well, with the Speaker getting rolled by House Democrats attempting to block my provision to require congressional disclosure when the FBI opens counterintelligence investigations into presidential and federal candidates seeking office. In a March 2017 open hearing, my questions to former FBI Director Comey began the unraveling of the Russia hoax when Comey admitted to not following proper notification procedures with his illegal opening of Crossfire Hurricane, a criminal act that can never happen again. My provision will strengthen this accountability and transparency to deter this illegal weaponization, and it passed out of the House Intel Committee and the Congress and previous ones, yet House Republicans continue to get rolled by the deep state due to opposition by Jamie Raskin. If Republicans can't deliver accountability and legislative fixes to arguably the biggest illegal corruption and government weaponization issue of our time, then what are we even doing? This language is even more essential in light of the continued weaponization of the federal government, evidenced by the sweeping Arctic Frost wiretapping scandal and the recent illegal leaks of Steve Witkoff's conversations with foreign counterparts. And that, it was found to have been Keith Kellogg. General Kellogg has now been fired, reportedly, for leaking because his daughter has business in Ukraine or some such. I thought he was a good guy. But again, money rules all in some houses. So Stefanik says it is a scandalous disgrace that Republicans are allowing themselves to be rolled by the Democrats and the deep state on this. But she knows they're not getting rolled. It's all performative. And, you know, we the people, we can see it. We can see the strings. We know who's pulling the strings. And to me, this is a very dangerous situation because the abused are now numb to the patterns and consequences of the abusers. The abuser has not yet noticed. And once the abuser catches on to the audience rolling their eyes and laughing at them, that creates a sense of humiliation directly into the psyche of the abuser, meaning the deep state. And that's when things get really, really, really ugly. So, again, President Trump, you are the greatest president in my lifetime. I think that you certainly recognize this, and hopefully you're taking this to heed, because we're going to have about, if the midterms don't go our way, we're going to have a year. We're going to have a year to get our act together, to codify stuff into law that you've signed as executive order, and to fix whatever we can to stop this bleeding. And there are a lot of folks out there rooting against you in the Republican Party. 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Here are your latest delays and school closings. Baltimore County Schools delayed 2 hours. Carroll County, 2 hours. Cecil County Schools delayed 2 hours. Gerstle Academy delayed 2 hours. Greenspring Montessori School morning discovery is canceled. Harford County Schools closed. Howard Community College opening at 9:30 a.m. Howard County Schools delayed 2 hours. Montgomery County Schools delayed 2 hours. North Carroll Community School delayed 2 hours. Rock Church Academy delayed 2 hours. Towson University opening at 9:30 a.m. A new state audit found that 42 Maryland offices spent about $8.5 billion last year with little oversight as the state faces a billion-dollar budget deficit. Investigators say several agencies lacked required procurement policies, raising concerns about how taxpayer funds were allocated. The findings flagged gaps at agencies such as the Lottery and Gaming Control Agency, the Maryland Core Program, the State Archives, and the Maryland Energy Administration. Taxpayer advocates say the system's checks and balances failed and that billions are moving without proper accountability. Police say an infant died after officers were called to a home in the 2100 block of Presbury Street for reports of an unresponsive child. The 8-month-old girl was taken to a hospital where she was later pronounced dead. Detectives and crime technicians responded to the scene. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business is celebrating the holidays by giving your business the $1,000 holiday bonus when you switch to a gig speed internet package. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number 12, the new laptop for the office holiday hero. or possibility number 108, smart speakers to deck those hallways. Or possibility number 192, new equipment for the new year. Or possibility number 555, Bluetooth holiday lights for office decor. Switch to Comcast Business, designed for 100% reliability with business internet and wireless connect, plus advanced cybersecurity, and now get the $1,000 holiday bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ins 12-14-25. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Requires qualifying gig package. Other restrictions apply.
8:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so the rain line we were just discussing, the rain line has kind of moved a little bit more north and west now. So it doesn't mean there aren't areas of some snow flurries and some snow, maybe even a little bit of ice here and there. But I'm looking at 83 at Middletown Road. I've been on 83 up into the area near the state line. Have not seen anything there. BW Parkway is just wet. No particular problems there. Route 32, Clarksville Pike. All that traffic is dealing with wet roadways and some incidents scattered around. As you might expect, there was a wreck northbound Route 29 at the ramp at I-70. Northern Harford County, not related to any weather problems, but some trees and some wires got caught up together. Route 23 at Harford Creamery Road. They're still working on that. We were a little bit slow as there was a broken down vehicle at one point. I-97 southbound at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are tracking everything from snow to sleet to freezing rain to plain rain, and then a chilly rain for the rest of the day with temperatures only in the low 40s. Drier and clearer tonight and colder as lows fall back into the upper 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. To be honest with you, a tired-looking John Harbaugh at the mic yesterday in Owings Mills, recapping the reality of the first 12 games of the Ravens season.
I think we step back and look at it. After the first third of the season, our goal was to fight our way, play our way back into contention and position to compete for the AFC North Championship. And we've done that.
And then he took a pause and continued on.
So here we are in the last third of the season, with that objective and that challenge in front of us to go win the AFC North, which starts on Sunday.
Well, the players will be off today. Prep for the Steelers and the division lead in the AFC North will begin on Wednesday. The college football season finally over for Maryland. The Turtles closing out a dismal campaign with a 38-28 loss at Michigan State over the weekend. 8 straight losses to finish 4-8 and a big goose egg in the Big Ten. The freshman season for quarterback Malik Washington in the books. 2,963 passing yards, a Maryland freshman record. Also 459 yards against Michigan State, which is a freshman single game record. Meanwhile, how's this for full circle? Stanford University football general manager, yes, they have a general manager, Andrew Luck, tapping now former Commanders quarterback coach DeVita Pritchard as the Cardinals' new head coach. 17 years ago, Luck succeeded Pritchard as Stanford's quarterback. On the hardwood tonight, Maryland hosting Wagner at the Xfinity Center, trying to snap a 2-game skid out west. UMBC travels to the Capital One Arena to take on Georgetown, while the Caps begin a 3-game West Coast trip tomorrow night in Los Angeles. And a final note, Maryland women's basketball rising to number 7 in the AP Top 25. Birthdays today, tennis great and winner of 9 Grand Slam titles, Monica Seles turns 52. I remember when she was 16. Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers celebrating birthday number 42 today. On this day in baseball history, 1971, the Orioles trade Frank Robinson to the Dodgers for Doyle Alexander and 3 prospects. 1991, former Pittsburgh Pirates outfielder Bobby Bonilla becomes the highest paid player in MLB history when he agrees to a record $29 million 5-year deal with the Mets. That's about $6 million a year. Today, FYI, Juan Soto of the Mets has the largest contract in MLB history, a 15-year deal worth $51 million per year. 1973, the Capitol Center opens in Landover, first ever event. The Bullets beat the Sonics 98-96. And coincidentally, 24 years later, the MCI Arena opens up, now the Capital One Arena, again, with this time the Wizards beating the Sonics 95-78. The time now is 8:37 when we return celebrating National Giving Tuesday.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
Sean, I'm going to play this cut real quick, hoping this doesn't happen on Sunday.
An upset win as the Giants lead 17-12. We're inside 30 seconds. The Eagles have no timeouts. Wait a minute. Here's a free fly. I don't believe it. The Eagles pick it up, and Herman Edwards runs it in for a touchdown. An incredible development.
They gave it away, Sean.
They did.
It wasn't National Giving Day that day,
well,
in 1978.
Apparently the Ravens thought National Giving Day was Thursday night.
Exactly,
you
right.
Know, five giveaways.
They did their part. They were a little early
right
with it. But, hey, you know what? Give them credit. They they performed on National Giving Thursday night.
Did you see the catch that the Redskins made on the, Burks?
No, I didn't see the catch.
It was reminiscent.
Is it called the catch?
It's not the catch, okay. Like the one Dwight, the 49ers, right. The Dwight had. But this was I can't remember his name now. I can see him.
Number 13,
Odell Beckham. It was almost in the exact corner of the end zone, exact same catch.
Did you see the catch Puka Nacua made against the Carolina Panthers?
No, I did not.
Same type of catch.
What?
Okay. But this time, okay, you know how when Beckham, and I'm sure your catch too, it was probably down the right sideline with the right arm, so he could pull it in. This was down the left sideline with the right arm, and he had to pull it into his gut.
Wow.
And the other arm, the left arm, was being pulled by the defender.
Yeah.
It was an unbelievable play.
Check out the catch, because this guy's like, it looks like he's horizontal in the air, and he's got his hand up the ball. You know, the nose of the ball comes in right into his palm. By the way, he's like got a fractured finger on that catching hand. And somehow, I don't know if they're using stick-em on the balls or not. Remember the stick-em?
They are. Yeah. Made famous by Fred Biletnikoff.
Yeah.
Don't you love football?
I do. Yeah, it's the greatest.
It really is.
All right. Thanks, Gary.
Yep.
8:39. By the way, we got tickets right now. Christmas at G. Krug and Sons is coming up this Saturday. Christmas at the Krug Open House, Saturday, December 6th, 11 to 2. They're at West Saratoga Street in downtown Baltimore. 215 years of continuous business. They're the oldest ironworks in the United States. They're going to hold blacksmithing demonstrations, historic tool machine displays, building and archive tours, newly restored room. They got refreshments, a gift shop, you name it. Children under 12 are absolutely free. We got a pair of tickets right now. First caller, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, and you'll be going for the annual Christmas at Krug Open House. And they're, again, celebrating a 215 years. Wow. Newly restored room they want to show off in addition to all the other blacksmithing stuff, and you'll get tours of the building archives and so on. Tickets are just $10. Kids under 12 are free, as I said, but we got a pair of tickets right now. If you'd like to go and get into the holiday spirit, this is a great opportunity. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. This should not shock you. A state audit uncovered significant concerns about the oversight of billions of dollars in state spending as the state grapples with this billion-dollar budget deficit. The audit revealed that 42 state offices spent a total of $8.5 billion last year with little to no oversight whatsoever. The audit found that these offices were exempt or partially exempt from state procurement laws, though they're required to adopt their own procurement policies. However, several agencies, including the state's Lottery and Gaming Control Agency, the Maryland CORE Program, Maryland State Archives, the Maryland Energy Administration, just to name a few, had zero procurement policies on record. So the question now is, this lack of documentation raising questions about the allocation of state funds. How can we know where state funds are going or how, if they're being effective or not, if nobody is providing oversight? This is the problem with government in Maryland. That whether it's the blueprint, the red line to nowhere, or some of these other government agencies, they have no idea where this money is going, if it's actually getting to the people who it's supposed to get. Look what's happening out in Minnesota. $1 billion. In fraud. And they have voter fraud out there as well. Maybe we'll get to that tomorrow. By the way, Maryland just set a bold goal of 1 million electric vehicles on the road by 2030. We're just shy of 150,000 EVs registered as of last month. But starting January 1, you ready for it? Every public charging station in Maryland that accepts payment must register with the state's Weights and Measures program and pay a $150 annual fee per port. A simple four-plug level 2 charging station at a grocery store, office garage, or apartment complex will now owe $600 a year just to remain in service. It is believed to be the highest EV charging tax in the country. All right? The state calls it a registration fee. In practice, it operates a $150 per port tax, the highest in the nation. Maryland charges gas stations only $20 to register each fuel dispenser. An EV charging plug now costs 7.5 times more to keep legal than a gasoline nozzle. If you got an EV, I'm wondering if that's going to be passed on to the EV or the EV owner, or if somebody else is going to eat that. Who knows? Welcome to Maryland, folks. 8:43, traffic weather on the threes now with the update. We've got the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
It's a very taxing situation.
It is.
Turned out to be a dud with this potential snowfall.
It happens.
Yeah.
You'd rather be a dud than they not predict anything and it turns out to be a blizzard.
Yeah. I'm not going to say his name, but one afternoon, one of the local TV reporters.
Oh, come on, have some.
When I was up there, Norm Lewis, said at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it's snowing its ass off. I'm not lying to you.
Yeah.
And I was on the air. It was snowing 2 inches an hour. Not going to be anything to it. At 6 o'clock, we had 8 inches deep on the Beltway.
It happens.
Missed it by just that much.
These are the guys that could be wrong half the time and still get paid well.
Well, and they said it's and they blame it. Said it's up to God. And I said, well, what happens if I'm wrong? They run me out of town on a rail.
Exactly.
So I can't be wrong. I have to just go with what I have to see. So far, there's some areas and some of the radar was showing that there may be a little sleet. Northern Baltimore County, Harford County, we've had some reports, people saying they saw a little bit of ice here and there, but it can't be on the road. I mean, I'm looking at every road. If it's not on the grass, then you know it's not really on the highway because the roadway conditions are still warm and the temperature is actually going up a little bit. So JFX, yeah, everybody's kind of riding along with their headlights on. That's good. Right now between Ruxton Road and the city-county line, nothing there. There is some slowing, and Charlie Gishler made a good point. There may be some people that didn't decide to go immediately to work, and they're going now, so there may be some late traffic on the Beltway, and it's there. Harford Road, Interloop at Green Spring, and on the west side between Liberty Road and the ramps at Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, by the way, Kevin Mulligan is our winner of a pair of tickets to go see the Krug Open House, Old Design Works in the country. So way to go, Kevin. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the open house this coming Saturday. Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, snow, sleet, freezing rain, turned out to be mostly rain. We had a couple of snowflakes, some sleet, but certainly nothing that we thought it was going to happen, which caused schools to open 2 hours late. So, but, you know, better safe than sorry, as they say. Temperatures will rise to the low 40s today overnight, dry upper 20s, and it is going to be sunny in the mid-40s for tomorrow. Right now, we're, you know, still occasional sleet. Owings Mills, 35. Annapolis has rain and 39. And time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
So, if you're a fan of the band heavy metal Metallica, did you know they help young people learn a trade by giving away millions of dollars in scholarships? CBS Sunday Morning did a feature story on a young woman who learned how to be a commercial truck driver after being one of the 9,000 Metallica scholars. Here's James Hetfield on his passion to help get people into trade schools.
Not everyone is built for college, and not everyone needs college. It was very evident during COVID when we weren't able to go out and do our thing. Entertainment service went, but the plumber, the electrician, the truck driver, the people that needed to help keep America running were there. And thank God for them. My thought is that the next millionaires will be the tradesmen.
Metallica's All Within My Hands Foundation has donated over $10 million for the scholarships, emergency relief funds, and food banks in cities where they do play their concerts. So that's a great story of Metallica helping people to learn trades and to do things with their hands instead of, many people going to college and spending a lot of money going further into debt. Brought to you by our good friends at Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
All right, 848, ex-Maryland DGS leader Vinny Schiraldi. Guess who he landed on his feet with? Yep, Kami Mamdani in New York. He's part of the 26 members of the Mamdani's Criminal Legal System Transition Committee. This is a guy that, Governor Taxmore claimed he fired him or asked him to resign. Schiraldi said he quit because of the governor's human rights abuses against juvenile offenders by trying them as adults for certain crimes, something he had argued against, right? And we actually suggested whipping earlier this morning. By the way, guess who else is on this Mamdani team? The guy that wrote the book, The End of Policing. Another woman by the name of Dana Racklin, who created Police Alternative Zones. And a gun control activist from the Nation of Islam, Tamika Mallory. So she's on the, that's some committee. I'm going to tell you, you don't want to be on that one. And you wonder why maybe HHS is having problems. The DHS, Department of Human Services, remember they're the ones that left Kenia Ward in the hotel by herself where she was suicidal and she then committed suicide and so on. Rafael Lopez, the DHS secretary, just pleaded guilty to driving under the influence of alcohol, operating a vehicle in our nation's capital. He blew a .097. His sentencing is delayed for 12 months, and during that time, he must complete 40 hours of community service, pay a $100 fine, not violate any laws. No word from Governor Taxmore's office. This is what is passing for leadership now at the Department of... I understand we're all human. We all make mistakes, but I think he should resign and get his life together, all right? Get sober or whatever, and make sure you're doing okay. All right, still to come, we're going to take a look at this deadly assault. I know Kim was talking about it at great length yesterday. I have some questions as it pertains to the 15-year-old that participated in this deadly assault of a city transportation worker over this dispute over a parking spot. And it's an unanswered question that Ivan Bates needs to answer. 850. And Offensive Rescue Natural Supplements wanted me to remind you that, again, the Black Friday sale is over. It's done. It's gone. And you had an opportunity for well over a month to save big time on all your favorite Rescue Natural Supplements. But right now, of course, it is a different deal altogether we have for you at Rescue Natural Supplements. Imagine actually feeling merry, bright, and genuinely healthy this holiday season with Rescue. That's the feeling starts now going on today. The Deck the Hall sale lets you save up to 78% of high-quality research-backed natural supplements. And I have it on good authority that if you still want the November Black Friday sale, you can get that too. So I would suggest you call, see which one works best for you, either the Black Friday sale or the Deck the Hall sale, and they'll honor both. And when you call 1-800-26-LIVE, 1-800-262-5483, or you can go online and you can check it out, res-q.com. All your favorite Rescue Natural supplements. You can save up to 45 to 80% on all your favorite nutraceuticals from Rescue Natural Supplements.
This is Pastor David.
St. Louis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. With kudos to my good friend Bill Federer, who wrote the book, Who is the King in America? He also gives us the answer to that question. We are, as in we the people. We the people are the governing authorities to whom the Bible tells us to submit, not the politicians and deep state government bureaucrats who are hell-bent on stealing our freedoms, which are given to us from God. The people are the sovereign of this country, Chief Justice John Jay wrote. Justice James Wilson, who signed both the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, added sovereignty resides in the people. They have not parted with it. President James Madison said the ultimate authority resides with the people alone. We are the authorities. We are the sovereign. The people are the king. And it's about time the people rose up and made their voices heard before the enemy within removes we the people from those founding documents. This is Pastor David Lewis at a moment of truth.
The Rob Carson Show.
The Democrat Party, you're going to be a speed bump. I told you that 2024 was the election we returned to common sense from nonsense, and you are going to be a speed bump to greatness and history at our 250th year, and you threw everything at us. The tenets of Mao, of the Third Reich, of Stalin, you threw it all at us, and you couldn't get it done.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. The big dud. No, the weather, not Chuck.
Not my fault.
Not your fault. That it fizzled out.
And you don't have to shovel rain, folks. I mean, you have that.
You've been accused of fizzling out in the past, but I don't want to go down that road right now.
The grocery store is very happy, though, because the bread, milk, toilet paper index last night was 9.
Yes, it was a 9 on a scale of 1 to 10.
Panic was in. I even felt that all the way down here. The Beltway on the west side, yeah, it's raining, and we're a little slow. There are some areas on the Beltway that are slow. Late arriving traffic today. The traffic on the outer loop here, right after Liberty Road, I-70, down through Frederick Road. It's going to be a little slow there. Speed reduction. The inner loop is looking at the construction zone coming up from Route 40 towards Liberty Road. Inner loop at Green Spring is slow. The Parkville side is slow at Hartford Road. But by comparison with the rain, both the tunnels are doing fine. JFX is okay. Watch your speed, of course, anywhere south of Northern Parkway. The further west you go, they have snow. Everybody else is just getting some rain. There may be a little bit of sleet mixed in northern Baltimore County and up into Harford County. But overall, if you just take your time, everything else is fine. Just a normal rainy day. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast is official now. The wintry mix has ended. It never was. And a cold, soaking rain developing across Maryland right now. In the low 40s today. It'll dry out tonight, upper 20s, sunny mid 40s for you tomorrow. So, again, Kim is glad it didn't really amount to much of anything because she had a long way to drive this morning. Yeah. So, 36 right now in Ellicott City. It's 40 in Annapolis. Good morning.
Good morning. I am happy about it, but it did change my morning routine.
Sure.
Because Olivia had a two-hour delay.
Two-hour delay, right.
So I had to send her to before care. Right. So there was more that we had to do because of this two-hour delay. So thank you, Baltimore County Schools.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, there's really no wintry mix, but it is cold outside.
Yep, but it feels like winter now, and it's not even winter yet. So.
Yes, I will say I was late walking into the studio because I was talking to producer Brian. Did you see this kick from the kicker on the Giants team last night?
Yes.
Young, what's his name? Young Kim or something like that. How does that happen? How does one miss the ball completely and digs his toe into the field itself?
He just mishit it, you know, instead of the...
I never seen it.
He ended up a little short on the ball.
I feel so bad for him.
Because most of the guys try to get to the lower end of the ball, so it gives it lift, and he just missed it. I don't know,
I don't know if I can show my face after something like that.
That happens.
It does happen. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, anyways,
years ago when I was playing high school football, I was the kicker.
Okay.
And I was kicking off, and I kicked the ball straight up into the air. And it came straight down about 8 yards.
No way.
Yeah, it was like it was pretty embarrassing.
But you got over it, obviously.
Of course, yeah. If you play long enough, or if you do this long enough,
you'll be humiliated.
You're going to be humiliated. You're going to be embarrassed. You're going to make mistakes.
I know that too. Okay, I've had those days. Well, anyways, we got lots to talk about today. Obviously, Kelly Madigan, the IG, big story of the day. She is out. I guess I didn't realize it because they didn't actually renew her contract. she was still in until January anyways. But then I didn't realize that after the whole Khadijah Walker fight. I thought that they renewed her contract and she was going to be in that position.
I think she was taking the high road when Mackenzie asked her, are you leaving because of Kathy Stelfmeyer? And she said no. But, I mean, look, she has no independence. The Baltimore County, the council, it's corrupt.
It is corrupt.
And look, her job is to root out corruption, and she wasn't given the tools. So now she's going to Howard County. So it'll be Howard County's game.
Yeah, it's so sad. We lose an award-winning IG in Baltimore County because it's so corrupt. I mean, I hope the voters think about this, Sean. I know that they won't, but I hope that they do. Also, I heard you mention Mr. Turnipseed and what happened with the fatal, brutal beating. And I know you were talking about the juvenile and the charges there.
Yeah,
it's still unclear if there's any charges.
First off, you know, 6 weeks later,
right?
Okay, we find out that this poor man died.
Yeah.
And so you would think that they would amend the charges.
Yeah.
Okay, because now it's a murder charge or manslaughter or whatever. But my question is, the 15-year-old.
Yeah.
Why hasn't the 15-year-old been charged yet?
You know what? We were talking about this yesterday. I don't think she will. They look at it, and this is just me making my assumption here. I believe they look at it as she kicked him after the fact, because if you read the allegations here, the mother apparently gets out of the car, she's beating him, and then the daughter gets out.
That's
and
accessory.
She kicks him out. Right, and you would think so, but she's a juvenile. Yeah. You know how minors are treated here in the state of Maryland.
But that's an adult crime. Somebody died as a result of the mother and the 15-year-old here, and Ivan Bates promised, he said...
Exactly.
He was going to start charging these as adults, number one. Number two, going after the parents as well for the crime. So we'll see.
Yeah, no, I hope that there's an announcement here soon. And then also, did you see the union had no idea that he was in the hospital? Because he was, the transportation worker.
Right.
The union said yesterday they had no idea about the brutal beating. Unbelievable. Anyways, we got lots to talk about
today. Yes, we do. And we'll stay tuned to Kim coming up right after the 9 o'clock news. Always informative. By the way, I got an email here from one of our listeners regarding the Cassidy-Gaylor feud. He says, a couple of weeks ago, I got a campaign ad in the mail from Council President Vincenti, who's running against Cassidy. It had Sheriff Gaylor's picture prominently featured. Why aren't they working to elect a Republican to the state Senate? Much of Harford County, represented by State Senator Mary Delaney James, who's one of the most liberal politicians in Maryland. Well, again, it kind of answers your question there. I thank you for that information. They're too busy fighting each other than to fight the common opponent. And that would be the Democrats here in the state of Maryland. So let's get all caught up in our own little game. Tomorrow we're going to talk about squeegee workers a little bit, in that you thought they were gone. They're not. They're back. And they're back with a vengeance. And Spotlight on Maryland's done a great job on that. So we got that and much, much more here on Casey & Company. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.